Check.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Alex is uncircumcised.
Suck my father's penis.
Yeah. No. Turn that shit off.
Right. When I popped off, then you go gave me
just a little bit in a job, baby. Dude, have you heard this shit before?
No.
I heard this literally today.
Wait, hold on. How about we get the audio of Cody and play that?
Who's got it? Take your phone out.
I don't have it.
You gotta have it.
Someone sent it recently.
I do.
So where is it?
On my old phone.
I have a good one of, what
do we... Yo, it's in a group chat with you
guys.
Which
one do I have?
Yo, just open your fucking phone up.
Oh, I have the one. I have the one where they're literally on Ambien.
Yeah,
in Jesse's
basement. I took that video.
Yo, the pod started. We're starting from here. All right,
we're already going.
All right. Do we need a theme song?
That was our theme song.
Well, what's the name of the podcast?
When I popped up.
I think Bunk Boys. What do you
think? No, fuck that.
The Bunk Boys.
Bunky stuff.
Yo, go to your
The boys are bunking town.
Smoking bunk.
So, those of you who are just tuning in into the Bunk Boys podcast.
Nah, fuck that name.
Yeah, fuck that name. James, any ideas?
For a name?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Look, I just pulled up a message from James's mom. Good morning. This is Joanne, James's mom. I just want to thank you for bringing James home safely. I appreciate all that you did. If you were the one who put the key away, I'm also very grateful. I'm sorry for any inconvenience, but please take pride in knowing you did the right thing.
Oh,
thank you again. Have a good day.
Oh, I know when that was.
When was it?
James calls me. He's at the bars in White Plains. Absolutely schmizak. That was mine.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's fucking raining outside. Can you pick me up?
No way.
Oh,
why didn't you just call your mother?
Oh, dude, that was so bad.
Why didn't you just call your mother?
I was so fucked up. I got home and then, like, I like went to my room and I started smoking, like
inside.
Yeah,
with your mom home.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Like I got home, like I'm clearly fucked up, and like I'm.
Yo,
going
he was
to
yakking
bed.
Outside the house before I brought him back.
Oh no, was it really?
Yeah, you were
how long ago was that? What's the date on that?
The date on that is 5/26/19, May 26th.
Wow, that was this year. That was recent.
Past year.
Was this year.
Yeah,
James, good for you.
7 months ago.
You know what it was? I was moving out of my apartment, and I was like.
You're doing it like a depressed.
I was like
drinking.
Moving in with his girlfriend.
You know what? I was moving in with my girlfriend.
And what you're doing? Your last hoorah.
No, I was probably just really depressed and like fucking.
Ooh, what's this?
Depressed? Why was that depressing?
Because
I think we got it.
I was living with her.
Who's the girl in this?
Stephanie. That's gotta be Stephanie.
Don't you think so? Cody. Don't you think so?
Let me talk to you outside.
So Cody, you can hear the slur in Lucy's voice.
Wait, did you hear that though?
What
did
he say?
He goes, listen.
I don't know, maybe you're fucking over, but it fucking means something to me. I've never had that shit. Yo, Matthew, you got ain't no fucking quills.
There ain't no pros.
Talk to you outside for 1 minute or
wow. Throw back to the cabin house. What else happened that weekend?
Cabin house.
So
somebody spiked.
Should we explain that? I feel like we should explain what that was.
We all know what it was. This podcast is for us, not for anyone else.
I guess that's true.
Nah, we should explain it. I mean,
Cody took the bottle in
house. When we listen to this 20 years later,
yeah,
and we have no idea
who stuck the bottle up.
You do realize why Cody went berserk?
Because he might be at home.
No, he had like he was part of some fucking some rape charges or some shit.
What do you mean?
He was involved in like a crime that was committed by his fraternity. Like this girl got raped in his frat, and like
she was passed out, and they like fucking touched her or some shit, raped her.
I don't know what happened.
Are you serious?
I know you
didn't know about that.
It wasn't
I had
Cody
no idea.
Who did it? It wasn't Cody who did it, but somehow he got his ass involved. What? Like, the police confiscated his phone and shit. Like,
really?
Bro, yeah.
And this is when he was selling bud, too, probably.
Yeah, he was definitely selling dope.
And he definitely got a bottle up his ass.
I wonder, how did that even end?
How does the bottle go that far in that he got anal probe? He was wearing shorts.
How does that even bother you?
Wait, I did not know.
The man's prostate is so sensitive, it should feel good.
Yeah, he should probably thank...
Who did it?
He should thank Jesse.
No one really knows. It was supposed to be Noah.
No, it was Noah. It was Noah.
But Noah and Jesse were, like, tackling him?
Yeah.
Bro, it was just like, it was locker room banter.
Here's another video.
That's all it was. It was locker room banter.
Another video from that weekend.
Wow, I did not know that.
Oh, James. Yeah, James is fucked up. James, you just got violated. You just got violated.
Wait, what?
Bro, James, that's hard to watch.
Damn.
James, that's hard to watch.
Oh my god, dude, there's a handprint on my face. That second one, you can see the handprint.
Bro, that's actually hard to watch.
Fuck.
Yo, here's another JV special.
Oh my god, that...
Oh no, not this one.
Don't puke in my car, I'll fucking punch you in the face. And there it goes.
When was this?
I think that was New Year's Eve.
That was, no, that was
I think that video of James getting slapped literally made James feel uncomfortable.
Made me feel uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Like right now?
Yeah.
No, I feel fine.
You feel fine?
What's yeah.
this? What group chat is this? Is this us three?
Yeah.
What was that porn that was in there?
Oh, Dean and James had a conversation for hours about this shit.
What is it?
Oh, yeah.
Is it porn?
This is like virtual, like, so basically like you put on...
The VR headset,
yeah. Right? And you get these gloves.
I would love that.
And you also get a thing that goes on your dick.
No way.
Yeah, and then like you like you're in the video.
Oh yeah, I remember this shit. Wait, so what if I click on this?
This should be a video.
Is this gonna be porn?
Hopefully.
It's gonna be Kyle's gay porn.
Oh, it's like the whole contraption, the gloves. Oh no.
You want bud?
Yo, James, how long does it take to pack a fucking pack? I gotta roll 10 joints already.
Dude, yeah, but your joints fucking suck.
James knows his shit, though. I'm not gonna lie with his packs.
Dude, come on. I won this gambling.
Who the fuck is growling?
This was what me and James spent hours talking about. Pornhub Insights 2018, right? This is very interesting, actually.
What is this?
So a year in the numbers, right? So
Oh,
it's all the statistics about this shit.
These are probably very interesting.
You look at all.
Wait, I don't believe this.
Yo, can you eat a pineapple?
Way more videos viewed. What the fuck? While you were fapping, every minute. This is every minute.
Every minute. 207,000 videos.
Bro, this is why it's free, because they just advertise like crazy, and that shit just brings in mad revenue.
Well, go down. There's more interesting ones. Oh, yeah, so, like, top searches was really interesting.
Oh, Stormy Daniels, Fortnite.
Ew, dude.
What? Okay, romantic trans.
Romantic trans?
No, romantic, then trans, then outdoor, tattoos, Tinder, bow set. I don't know what that is.
Look it up.
Bow set that?
Bow set?
Bow.
Oh, B-O-W. You know what that is? Bow set is a... Bowser, but like the female version of
no.
Bowser. Yes, it is. Look that yes, it is.
Going to a new
Why
tab.
Why do you have so many fucking tabs open?
Because I'm drop top.
Bowser. What is that? I'm just looking at Bowser. They're born.
I think it's literally Bowser. Right
here. I'm Pornhub.
Is it Bowser?
Yo, Drew, let's talk about that. Your incident with porn.
Let me see that.
What was my porn incident?
When Brittany came over to your place and...
No, that shit was hilarious.
Wait, I need to know about this.
Bro, I was... So, this is what happened. So, Brittany was visiting me at Pitt, right? And I had to go to some party or something.
You're going
to
leave this shit up on my
Brittany
screen?
Brittany Straza?
Oh, my bad. I was just showing everyone. Bastard. Yeah, Brittany was in Pittsburgh doing something for her sorority, doing some community service or whatever. And, you know, I had to go to an event that night. So Brittany was just like, I was just like, yo, Brittany, go to my room, just chill out. I'll be back later. Whatever.
Joe obviously had to rub one out before this event.
So before, 100%. Before Brittany came, before this event, I fucking whacked one
Tugged one out.
And I was, you know me, I'm one quick, thing to the next, right? So I fapped it out, just closed the screen, and was like, I'm out of here. Right? So Brittany got a little hungry, right? You know Brittany. She gets hungry.
She gets hungry a lot.
Yeah, look at those legs.
She's thick.
Not anymore, though. Now she gets hungry, but she just yaks it up immediately.
Yeah, but now she's dating that fucking imbecile.
Oh my god, you think that guy deserves to get murdered.
Hold on. Are they still dating? I think they're
Yeah, no, they're still together.
That guy,
I saw a photo of them the other day.
That guy is literally a degenerate piece of shit.
Anyway, I left the porn open. She opens my laptop casually.
But it's still locked.
It's locked.
But it's playing the sound.
But it's still playing.
I didn't know it could do that.
Yeah, you know, it was an old computer.
No, they still do that shit sometimes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know because Kyle broke my laptop.
Bro, I'm literally not even embarrassed about that.
You were at the time.
Well, you would be.
How did you find that about
it? You would be if she like saw it.
Like, how did she texted you? Like, draw, just open your computer?
Yeah, how did you
find it? When I got back that night, she was like, bro, we opened your laptop.
You ever popped that?
No, Brittany, no.
Why not?
It would be sick to pop that.
Now you can't, though.
Why?
You're going to pop that after Riefenhauser was up in there?
Fuck yeah, dude. I'd pop it after anybody.
Are these real girls, or is this animated? Is this animated?
No, those are real girls.
They look hella animated.
4K Bowsette and Buzzetti.
This is Bowsette.
Fuck holes, purple bitch, Alice Bong cosplay lesbian. Dude, that shit doesn't even make any sense.
Bro, I'm like kind of into this. I might fucking whack one out.
Yeah, I think my old chef fucking watches that shit.
Did you guys ever whack off to like anime?
In the ass. Ew, he's taking this shit out. Alright, we're done with this. Hold on, we had a couple things to fucking go over.
Yeah, yeah, we wanted to talk about... Yo, were you at a museum today?
You went to the MoMA.
Did you?
No, you fucking didn't. You're a liar.
I swear.
You recycled that picture.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I was at the MoMA today.
No, you weren't.
Why do you think I recycled that?
I thought you recycled it.
Why do you have to be such a faggot fag and say the MoMA? Why can't it just be I was at the Museum of Modern Art?
You see how longer of a phrase that is?
I was at the MoMA.
No, MoMA's like easy. It rolls right off.
Yo, if this dog doesn't fucking stop barking.
Hey, Kobe, what are you gonna do?
Shut the fuck up.
I'm gonna chef him up. I'm gonna chop him up with your kitchen knives.
I got a fucking bag of knives now. Whole fucking bag.
When I drop
that. Tell me what you want.
All right.
There was a couple things on the list, James. Should we go over the wedding?
What
wedding?
Let's go for the wedding. Your brother's wedding. That you got kicked out of.
I did not get kicked out of it. I was the guest star.
No, you weren't.
So Kyle was supposed to give a best man speech.
You know what? You know what would be funny is like if we hired.
I got out of that shit.
What if you hired Kyle for your wedding just to ruin it?
I didn't ruin it.
You know, the aftermath
was kind of tragic. You might be onto something.
No, but the wedding itself was great.
The wedding itself was great.
No, this was the pitfall of the wedding.
Everyone,
I got the access to the maid, to the fucking...
The maid of honor's room.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
The bridal suite.
It means below central.
Oh, really? Is that what it means?
It's chooching up.
It's... Okay, doing some fire juice.
Fire juice to the vodge.
Yeah.
No, me and
Dro... He hits up his guy.
Me and Dro were in
there.
He
gets the WRX valet park.
The WRX parked right outside the wedding.
The botanical gardens.
All night. Who is
swerving,
that?
Swerving, running over flowers and
my
shit.
My brother's coworker that we fucking ended up...
Let me tell. I don't think I've told James this story yet from the wedding. So Kyle and I were talking to two other girls, right?
Oh, I know
about this. So Kyle and I were talking to two girls.
Who?
I don't remember. Some fucking stupid ass bitches that were there.
Apparently, they were dimes.
They may have not been dimes. Whatever.
Yeah, you guys are probably so wasted. You were probably talking to dudes.
I was drinking since like 9 a.m., dude.
It doesn't matter who they were, what they were.
What gender they were.
All that matters is what Kyle said.
It doesn't matter. They could have been trans. They could have been homos. It doesn't matter. So I open my mouth to say something. Kyle immediately cuts me off. Turns to these girls and goes, "Don't listen to him. He is uncircumcised."
Yeah, that's amazing,
bro. I literally went pale. I just went pale. I didn't know how to react.
That was the ultimate roast. Like, in the moment.
It's not even a roast.
Brody, no, it's not. But it's you just shut down. You were like...
Bro, I think any man would just shut down.
No, any uncircumcised man would,
would just down. Shut down.
Yeah. That's like their one weakness. You know what I mean?
He goes, you like cheese?
Yeah.
I'm shutting down right now.
Yeah.
That shit was dumb funny. And, like, at the time,
I remember I told your brother, like, right after it happened, and him and I were just dying laughing. It was fucking hilarious.
So what happened to the girls? They just walked away? Or I walked away?
No, I think I walked away.
What was the actual...
I think it was time for me to leave the room.
That actual phrase, I think, was, don't believe a word he says, or something, right? Didn't you say that?
Me?
No, you said that.
Yeah, it probably was like that. Don't believe a word he said.
It was more than just don't listen to him.
It was don't believe a word he says. Bro, no, I got an even better story. It was your brother's coworker. We're doing chooch with him in the bridesmaids room, right? I don't remember how this came into conversation. It was probably just like the conversation with the girls. Kyle just goes, like. He's uncircumcised or whatever, points at me, right? His coworker turns to me. This is what he says, word for word. He goes, you're uncirced? That's what he said. It's like, oh, you're uncirced?
Wow.
Bro, I've never... that was a new one for me.
What about like Uncirque du Soleil?
Yeah, Uncirque du Soleil. You're Uncirque du Soleil?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the freak show who comes out with this fucking...
And the best part is, we were at an Italian wedding, really. So there's probably a lot of fucking...
Yeah, we were at an Italian wedding and Kyle was calling people mini guineas.
Yeah.
Let's not forget about that. Kyle found the shortest Italian he could find in that wedding.
No.
Went straight up to him, pointed in his face, and was like, you're a mini-guinea.
No, that's not how it went. I go, hey, you want to hear a joke? He goes, sure. I go, what do you call a really short Italian guy? And then he's like, I don't know, a mini-guinea. And he's like, that's not funny. I was like, yeah, it is. And then walked away.
Wait, so after all this happens, right?
The bus.
Right. So this is at the party. All this stuff is at the party right now.
All of this is at the party. Yeah. The bridesmaids room, the fucking chooch, everything.
Well, we were in the bridesmaids room, and then I vaguely remember this. Me and Drew were in there, and the maid of honor.
She was hot.
Who's the maid of honor? What is that in the wedding?
Like the best man of the female.
I see.
The best woman.
The best whole.
She was hot. She was single too. Maybe pop some
lips. So
damn, James, this thing rips.
So all right. So where were we going? So the party ends, right? Lips, right Joe, how did you get home? You were on the bus.
I went to and then I was like, I've had enough of this. I'm going home. And then your brother drove me home after that.
I was in the car with you.
Yeah, you made. Did you go back to the hotel after?
Fuck no.
I would have went straight home.
Wait, did you guys...
I went out to the bar.
Did you guys have a hotel?
Yeah.
Did you guys have a hotel? Like, could you have stayed in the city?
Yeah. No, it was in... The hotel was in Dobbs.
What was it? Ardsley Acres or some shit?
No.
Pretty much.
It was you have a room next to Coop. He's banging a fucking...
Prostitute. You guys know the Coop
star? She was fucking hot.
Michaela.
Michaela who?
She still
fucks black guys.
Ooh, I can see you fucking black guys.
Nope, never mind. I'm nowhere near that. She's
like a fit white girl that you could see fucking black guys.
Yeah, I don't like fit girls. I would much rather a fat girl than a fit girl.
She was thick.
I'm 100%
sure. She wasn't that fit, bro.
She was thick.
I know her. She's not that fit.
I know she's not that fit. I said fit.
She could take some dick, though. I bet you she sucks some mean cock.
For sure. Oh, for sure.
Wait, so...
Can your mom hear this?
Maybe not. So,
she will win.
Wait, but hear me. Let me. I don't remember anything on that bus. So, let me hear your side of the story,
bro. Like, I don't know how, but you just went on some racist rant. it was a classic racist rant
with bottles of like wine in my hand, right? I vaguely remember that.
I don't think you had any wine.
I do. I remember holding bottles of like wine or champagne. I had champagne. I cracked all the bottles. Oh,
dude. Champagne is fucking nasty.
But you were talking about Johnny Kim's fucking... his eyes and shit. And bro, like, one thing you said was actually really funny and it made me laugh. And I was like biting my tongue, bro. I was like, calm, chill.
What was it?
You can't encourage him at that point.
You can't.
You can't. Sign of emotional response
from anyone else. And then he was like, dude, chill, chill. Like, you need to.
That's what he's saying? That's what he's saying the whole time?
Pretty much.
And then what?
But bro, it was like nothing any grown man should cry about.
Yeah, so seriously. What happens if the kid goes back to the hotel room and starts bawling out crying? And
like,
some other white dude goes to like console him and see if he's okay. And he attacks the white guy.
What?
The other white guy got, yeah, the other white guy that I got into a fight with at the wedding.
What happened?
You don't know about this one?
No.
I remember this one. I was talking to some girls.
What happened?
I was talking to some girls, and
there was another thing you did.
This kid
kept on saying like "wop" or some fucking slur. You kept on saying some Italian slur way too loud.
It was definitely WAP.
It was definitely Guinea. I don't think Cal knew WAP.
I didn't know WAP. You taught me WAP the other day. But I learned WAP, about the newest one.
I knew WAP.
You know about,
I am a WAP.
You know about Titsoon?
You look like a WAP in that.
A fucking Titsoon. As I was saying, though.
No. It's an Italian with big tits.
So I was talking to... No, a Titsoon?
What is it?
It's like a nigger Italian.
Ooh, I'm moving.
What about those Ethiopian Jews?
Yeah, that's Uncut Gems.
That's what Uncut Gems is about.
How is Kevin Garnett in this movie?
He's like a major main role. Yeah, he's like a main character.
He plays himself.
So he gets this stone from Sandler. He does play from himself. Howie. Mm-hmm. He gets a stone from him, and then he thinks the stone makes him play better. And Howie starts betting on him when he gives him the stone because he convinces him he's going to be nice. And then he goes off and has a tear.
Wait, don't ruin it for him.
Nah. Bro, I don't give a fuck.
This movie was so disappointing.
It's not a bad movie. It just like
the ending sucks.
It was good,
dude. We snuck beers in there, and like the entire
You snuck beers?
Yeah, we brought two tall boys each. We rolled up with like a fucking rack ripping jewel.
Bro, that's how I roll in the theater.
I was wearing fucking pajamas and fucking
a pea coat.
And a peacoat. Like, why is he wearing pajamas?
Pajama pants and a peacoat.
It literally looked like the life-size version of, like, when kids, like, go on each other's shoulders.
Wait, here's the best part. And fucking Crocs.
Yeah, Crocs.
Damn, are you serious?
Wait, talk about the movie.
I'm not going to see it.
So basically...
Give me that bunk.
Howie's fucking divorced from his wife. He's cheating on his wife with some hot-ass bitch. He goes to place a bet.
Howie's Adam Sandler.
Yes.
Howie
gets this opal from the Ethiopian Jews that took him 17 months to get.
Yeah.
And he gets
a nice ass.
It was in a fish pussy.
It's literally like a rock with diamonds inside that are colorful. They got red and green.
Uh-huh.
And it's like some special type of diamond that has dinosaur jizz on it.
Really?
No, that's the joke. They're saying it's so old it has dinosaur jizz in it.
It looks crazy. I mean, it does look like
it's a trippy ass stone worth like mad money.
Yeah. Well, he thinks it's worth $1 million, right? Yeah. It's like $3,000 at least. There's like 6,000
carats. 3,000 carats, and it's like $1,000 a carat.
So 1.3 million.
Something like that.
Uh-huh. And, well, actually, that would be $3 million.
Yeah, whatever it was. It came out to be, the estimated value he thought was around $1 million. He puts it up for auction, to try and sell it at the highest price.
Yeah.
But originally, right before he puts it up for auction, he shows KG. KG takes it to a game, and he does really well. Yeah. Howie bets on him. The people that Howie owes $100,000 to, it's actually one of his family members, cancels the bet. With the bookie.
What?
So yeah. Howie loses. He doesn't win that bet because the bet never got placed.
But he really won, technically.
So then
I didn't understand that either.
He would have won. So now he doesn't have the money to pay these fuckers back. So then he...
But the bet was canceled.
The bet was canceled. So
why?
Then
he doesn't know that?
He doesn't know that
until after the fact.
Well, yeah, when he's at like his kids' play and the fucking gangsters come up and like drag him out, put him in the car, strip him naked, put him in the trunk of his own car... In the middle of his kid's play, he calls his soon-to-be ex-wife, And she comes out, opens up the trunk, and he gets out. He's fucking butt naked
in front of his kids.
And he leaves the play. Literally, the play's in the middle of the play. He leaves to go to the bathroom.
Play like a kid's school play.
Yeah, his kid's school play.
School play.
Yeah. So he comes out butt naked. She's just like, "What the fuck?" You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
He comes back in.
I would love to do that to my girlfriend, like as a joke. You know what I mean?
Battery power.
So yeah. So basically. So he loses that bet. No, and then this is the part I want to talk about.
Okay.
He fucking, so then he finally sells the fucking the gem to KG after the fucking
auction. For how much?
$175,000.
So nothing. Pennies on this. But now he starts betting.
Now he takes that $175,000. He places a bet through his girlfriend, his side piece. He runs to Mohegan Lake. It's $165,000 after like deductions from something else. He had to pay for something else. He plays the bet, and he fucking wins. And in the whole time that he's waiting for the game to play, the gangsters are locked in between, you know, the front door and then the bulletproof door to get into his jewelry shop.
Uh-huh.
So then, finally, he wins the bet, so he opens the door, like, fine, I'll pay you, we're good. And this dude comes in, not even the guy that's in charge of these guys, uh-huh. The guy below him. The guy was in charge was like, wow, I fucking won. Like, we're gonna get our money and we'll move on. The other dude that he smacked in the face before he locked him in there gets out. He goes, "Congratulations, you won the bet," and just shoots him square in the head. And that's the ending of the movie. Movie's fucking over.
Yeah,
the most disappointing,
horrible ending.
This girl gets.
Wait, so Adam Sandler dies at the end.
Dead. He wins. He wins all the money. Everything's resolved. Then they get. Did you tell him why they're in the box?
Yeah, because they locked him in there so that they couldn't go after the girlfriend.
He didn't lock them in there. The door has, like, a faulty thing or whatever. That's like,
he did that shit on purpose.
No, that's not what happened. It was like by chance, they got locked in there because the door's fucked up.
No, if you watch it again, the door, like, slams.
No, the thing is at the top of the door, right? The chisel or whatever. And then the chisel drops. And because the chisel drops or whatever, it's, like, by chance that they're stuck in there. And then by chance he wins. And then by chance he gets shot in the fucking head.
Damn.
Yeah, so he gets shot.
He gets yopped at the end.
And then the dude
that's... I bet you it is a good movie.
I'm gonna go see it. Okay.
It's so fast.
It's so, like, literally...
You sit down, you better be ready for a fucking marathon. This is what I'm
saying. We've snuck two beers in there. And, like, the entire 2.5 hours that it's playing, my heart is just fucking racing. Like, it's like literally...
So it is a good movie.
No, it's not.
It gets the job done.
It's a good movie with a shit ending.
Okay, so should I still go see it?
Yeah,
you should see.
It's not really that funny, though.
I could pretty much argue to see it.
I wouldn't expect it to be funny.
But like you see Adam Sandler, the whole time I'm like, I want to laugh. I'm looking at this man's face, I want to laugh. So like, even the stupidest little things, I was chuckling at because I was like trying to like, dude. When I watch an Adam Sandler movie, all I think about is laughing. You know what I mean?
Take it.
Yo, I can't smoke any more of that goo.
Yeah, that goo got me fucked up.
What goo?
That shit.
Like, you're calling this gook?
That gook contraption.
You're literally calling this a small Chinese man.
You know a Chinaman invented that shit. There's no way a white
No,
goes.
This is this made in California. Oh, no, assembled in China. Literally said, you want to...
Nah, you know what the worst part is?
This is literally engraved on the packs. So designed in San Francisco.
Yeah, like Apple's
assembled
products.
In China.
Oh, yeah, like, so your iPhone, you know at the factories in China, apparently, they only hire little kids, and once they get too old, they move them on to other jobs. Because they need the tiny hands. So
No normal hand person could
mini hands.
No, but the iPhones. And they said they're all getting sick because there's
what
something
they
in them.
They should rally up all the mini guineas in the United States.
Honestly, yes.
Yeah, but the Italians.
That's why the Italians do great business.
Dude, the Italians and the Greece men, they don't work. Greece men and Italian men do not work.
Mediterranean men in general? All they want to do is fucking sit around, drink wine, smoke cigarettes.
The French get shit done.
Sounds so good to me.
The French
sounds
get
really,
shit done.
I mean, like,
the northern French. The Parisians. The Parisians get shit done.
The like, yeah.
Italians get shit done.
But that side of Europe is just lazy.
Yeah, no. Once you get to the Mediterranean, you want to relax. Drink a little wine, relax.
Dude, they drink wine all day.
It's 10 a.m. Relax, have another glass of wine.
Fuck a boy.
Fuck a boy. Yo,
yeah, you know what I mean?
It's legal to drink.
Just fuck a boy.
Isn't it legal to drink and drive there? It's not that it's legal, it's not illegal in a way.
You're China?
You're in Italy.
Italy? I mean, like, bro, those European countries are so lenient with their laws. They're literally lawless. Some of them, you know what I mean?
Well, dude, that's the way it should be.
The most lawless country Amsterdam I'm affiliated with is the Dominican Republic.
Stop doing that.
Bro, it makes it better.
The DR?
The DR is the most lawless fucking country ever.
Yeah. No, and so is Brazil, too.
Yeah. All those fucking South American countries.
We live in, like, the strictest, one of the strictest places.
Yeah, we just live in a strict
and everyone's country. Getting fucking shot here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think anyone, like, in our too parents' guns. Generation or, like, I was thinking about this the other day, like, our parents, like, technically could have murdered somebody and, like, gotten away with it.
Think about and this, though. So you
yeah, have, that's what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
You know that statistic on like, how many guns, like, gunshot fucking, you know, massacres there are these days?
You think if Tony Soprano existed today, he would get yopped so much quicker?
Fuck yeah.
What are you crazy, dude? You can't kill anybody anymore.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
Motherfucker, are you crazy?
Yeah, bro, people die. I mean, those kids, you know those 13-year-olds that stabbed that girl?
What about all those Jews getting attacked this past week?
That's because they keep on fucking around in the Gaza Strip.
I'm talking about fucking in Brooklyn.
No, yeah, there was a... Wasn't there...
The 5 days of Hanukkah became the 5 days of fucking slaughter.
No, people were... Yeah,
there was an incident like every...
No, a church got shot up too in Texas.
And what about you see that video of that shootout in Jersey City?
Bro, did you check out that video of the guy throwing the guy on
I didn't think that was funny at all.
You said LMFAO.
I mean, yeah, but it's like, the only reason why it's funny is because of how quiet they're fighting.
No.
You're fighting and there's not, you could literally hear a pin drop. Nobody's saying a word.
I didn't realize that.
Wait, can we play that real quick?
You know what's crazy? Like, you did not think that was going to be part of the video until it was.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, there's a lot going on. There's a lot to unpack there.
There was so much to unpack.
And that's New York City.
You know? Bro, look at this. Subway creature. Look at this guy just fucking retrieving a cell phone. Out of nowhere.
Motherfuckers are fighting.
He's coming at it. No.
What is this, New Year's Day? You got a homeless man in the tracks. You got a fight on the fucking subway platform.
God damn it. No, the best part's the end. The guy literally gets tossed. They are fighting really savagely, James.
What? Yeah, dude, look at those hits. Those are straight uppercuts. Man down.
This guy's good, man. It's a quick throw. Shit happens.
There's a video I wanted to show you.
I knew Kyle would like that one.
Of course. That's New York City, baby. Dude, this, you know, the cities can be a scary place when you're a youngin'.
Yeah, bro. I remember I was driving back to the city with my parents from their jobs one night, and, like, I was young, and we were driving through Harlem, and, like, I'm just, like, looking outside, looking at all the creatures.
The creatures.
Yeah. So my eyes...
The scum.
This is it. This is the video.
Hold on. Yeah. I'm in the middle of a story. We'll do it after.
You gotta
My eyes lock onto a homeless man that's just walking down the street. I was like, yo, bro, this guy is walking hella funny.
You're in the car.
Yeah, I'm in the car. Just, like, stuck in traffic or some shit. My eyes lock on him. He's walking real funny. Next thing you know, he's putting down his fucking trash bag that he owns. His own. He's putting down
you
his...
You couldn't see it?
He's putting down his home. He pulls down his pants and literally just shits fucking diarrhea. Like, the most disgusting diarrhea I've ever seen in my life. And, bro, I was like 8 years old.
You were
old.
In a car, dude. Yeah. How'd you see it like
bro,
that?
Bro, like, we're stuck in traffic in Harlem.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like...
Like, I'm what, like, Second Ave or some shit?
I'm like 15, 20 feet away from this guy. I literally watched this guy fucking shit.
Is this midday?
Midday.
Get the fuck out of here.
No, way.
No, it wasn't midday. It was 6 p.m. It was light out.
It was light out. Before sunset.
It was before sunset.
What time of year was this?
Bro, it wasn't cold out.
Really?
It wasn't cold, so this guy didn't have too many belongings.
Yeah.
That's show me the video.
So fucking good. Yeah, so this
I remember that. I can picture it right now in my mind, clear as day.
Dude, the world is literally that guy's toilet.
This is the shootout from Jersey City.
Make that shit big. Oh, I remember hearing about this. I know about the Jersey City.
No, check this shit, yo. This is wild.
When, dude, am I going to watch people die right now?
This is like the first day of Hanukkah.
Am I literally going to see somebody die?
You won't see them die, but three or four people die.
Are they speaking Spanish?
Yeah. Translate.
I'm praying to God right now.
Are they really?
Yeah. Talking about someone who's going to die.
Look at what's happening. You heard that?
Yeah, gunshot. The cop died.
A cop died and three civilians died and the suspect died.
So he killed the three civilians on purpose, right?
I think so.
You don't really know. Did you hear that?
Check this shit out, though. It gets wild.
They all just start blasting?
Yeah. Once the truck comes.
What's that?
You're gonna see, it's a sheriff's SWAT truck. You hear all these gunshots?
Bro, that's insane. This guy's going full GTA. Bro, these people need to take cover. I don't know what they're doing.
Turn this shit off. This shit is stupid.
No, just wait 1 second.
Better be epic at the end.
Oh my god, yo! They sound like little.
They called the SWAT truck their friends.
No, like, are you? You can translate.
Look at this shit.
This is incredible.
This is from a movie.
Well, yeah. What movie is this, yo? Yo, I don't remember this in Uncut Gems.
Look, these guys start firing right here.
Blasting.
Bro, how are they not going to hit that these people?
I don't know.
Bro, they're advancing too. This guy's straight fucking laughing.
Is he really?
Look how many cops there are, though.
Yo, where did this take? This is Jersey City?
Yeah.
No.
Jersey City looks like the fucking hood.
It is, dude. It is. Jersey City is like... That's the people still steal cars like off the street.
Like, where is Jersey City?
It's like by the Lincoln Tunnel.
So like right outside.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, cop. That was it.
That's pretty much it.
Oh, get that shit out of my face. Yeah, that was.
Is there any more? Let me get one more hit of bunk.
Yo, dude. I can't hit another bunk.
Yo, all right. Here's what you gotta do. You gotta basically tap the shit out of here and just flip it over.
You want me to do that?
It's mad easy.
I mean, I could do it, but like...
Come on, James.
Alright, I'll let me do that real quick.
Alright, you ever see something that story about that guy shitting himself or whatever? Diarrhea?
Yeah.
Did you see the Michael Rapaport video about the guy in the mall?
No. Cat, are we watching videos right now? Or are we talking?
Yo, you gotta see this video. What the fuck? Oh, well, there's two of them. This one is not the one I was thinking of, but this one is one.
We got the fucking surveillance video, so someone took a shit on my floor.
Oh, I think it's stupid.
Is this motherfucker stealing something? No, that's it. That's it. Ah! 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 It's the fucking animal that shit on my supermarket floor.
Oh, she had to
go. Holy shit, it looks like Charlize Theron when she played a serial killer in that movie. You sick fuck, you!
Dude, Michael Rapaport, not... When I actually heard him speak how he actually speaks...
Not like that at all.
Not what I was expecting. Very last thing that I would ever expect to come out of his mouth.
You know? He's still fucking wild, though.
Wild with you.
The one I want to show you is absolutely insane.
Yo, what show is he on with the fucking hot-ass Spanish chick?
He's not. He's in Atypical.
No, I'm talking about Modern Family. What's that lady's name? She's kind of old, but, like, I'd still fuck her, you know what I mean?
Who?
That bitch in fucking Modern Family that...
Bro, I was watching this stupid show on HBO.
Which one?
It's called Mrs. Fletcher.
Oh, I think I've seen that.
This is the video.
That, thing?
Nah, but I've
check
seen...
Check this video out.
Doesn't she, like, fuck, like, a high schooler?
Do you see this? Watch this video.
Yeah, she fucks, like, a kid fresh out of high school.
Watch this video. This shit is wild.
What is this, Kyle? Stop with these fucking videos. Nothing is happening. We're literally watching the Galleria Mall in the White Plains. It's my dad. Oh, yeah, he stepped on... Oh, I did see this video.
The first guy shit?
Yeah, the first guy shit.
Is he gonna play in slow motion?
Yeah, I've seen this before. It's so funny.
Did he actually shit?
He shit through his shorts. No. Yeah, he did. He shit. Look, watch. Right leg. No, they do play. They play it in slow motion. You can run it back. Here, click this. Play it in slow motion.
Hold on, I want to play it. I didn't see him even. You can play it.
Can you? Let me do it.
Settings.
Yeah, settings. Go to playback. Playback speed. Do it like half.
0.25.
No, it's too slow. It's too slow.
Is it?
Yeah, do 0.5.
I don't know. I can drop that shit pretty quick. Here you go. Bro, I didn't even see it.
The quality's too bad.
That's fucking ridiculous.
I've seen, it's wild.
I forgot where I saw that, but I know what you're talking about.
Bro, I'm going to work tomorrow. How crazy is that?
What?
Flying back to Miami and going straight to work.
When?
Tomorrow, brother.
Yeah, like, what time you going?
Bro, I'm like such an idiot. I should just took tomorrow off and just...
Yeah, why are you going back
on Friday? Yeah, why would you do that?
Can you still take off? Can you get a call sick day?
No. I'm already showing up late. Bro, the reason I did it is I wouldn't have built enough PTO days to take a full week off.
You can't borrow against it?
No. You have to, because you accrue them every pay-per-view.
Every time, yeah. Exactly.
You can't borrow again, so.
I can.
Dude, no, I literally just take off whenever I want. I'll literally call my boss and be like,
you work from home, though.
Yeah, but so what?
It doesn't matter. He works from home and the job still needs to get done.
His job is not
I think it's because I've been working there like 5 years, and it's like, they don't even fucking, like.
How much money you slinging in through there?
Like, total?
Yeah.
A fucking lot.
Like, what's your hourly, if you broke it down?
What's my hourly?
Yeah.
Before, on average. Before commission, it's $14.50.
Okay, so, on average, with commission.
With commission? So, how much did I sell in the past year? Easily, like... Probably, like, 200 grand.
Uh-huh, what you got?
1%?
2%. 2%, 200 grand, that's 4K.
Yeah, but it's plus the 1450.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Working 8 hours a day.
How many days a week?
5 days a week.
5 days a week.
That's why, if you sell... I know this guy that used to sell jets. Easy.
I wake up at 11 a.m.
You sell one jet a year, you're solid.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. If you sell, I try to sell them the ones that are worth more because you make more money. You know what I mean? Like, you get leads that are like all different price ranges.
And you go straight to the big boys.
Yeah, but I'm trying to get into the commercial field. Like, it's so commercial, like.
James, if you got sales locked in like that,
you should go into another field.
You should go into a different industry.
Well, I think I want to open up. I might open up my own business.
He wants to open up a weed wagger business.
Yeah, I'd open up a weed man.
Weed man. I think he just likes the name.
Oh,
what? Yeah, just be like, yo, I literally am a weed man.
He goes, not only will I cut your grass, but I'll sell you pot.
I will sell you bunk.
The real money's real. What's that?
Yeah. I don't know, something like that. Like, I feel like I know the business. I know the field.
Yeah, you just need to get someone fucking doing the lawn care.
You should go in. Didn't you also apply to a car dealership place?
You hire fucking wetbacks.
Didn't you work at a car dealership place?
What?
Didn't you work at a car
dealership? I did. I quit in one day. That's because, but only because the place sucked.
How'd you know in one day?
Because I, when I got there, there was an office. When I got there, there was not an office.
I mean, for you?
When I interviewed there, I sat in an office. When I got there 2 weeks later, the building was torn down, and they're working out of a trailer.
No way.
Swear to God.
Wait, so what cars are they selling?
They're selling Volkswagen.
What? I don't understand. Why were they working out of a trailer?
Yeah. Because they, I guess they had to, they had to rebuild and remodel and shit. And I'm like, I don't want to be working in a fucking trailer. Dude. It's not what I signed up for. If I wanted to work in a trailer, I would have joined the circus.
What would you do? If you were in the circus, what would you do?
What would I do?
I would play guitar for the chimpanzees.
I would tug people off. I'd fuck the bearded lady.
The circus jerk.
A lot of alpha walks.
Well, yeah, I think we all know what Alex would do if he was in the circus.
Come see me.
The deranged foreskin. This man still has his skin from birth.
You call birth skin.
Yo, what do you think the population of the world is? More uncirced or
circed? Oh, 100% uncirced.
Uncirced, I think. Because Indians don't.
Really?
That's what about the Chinese?
They seem like the number of people that should. No.
They can't afford to.
Sure. No, it's because their dicks aren't big enough.
Yeah,
that's exactly what that means.
Did you mention that to Johnny Kim?
Oh, that would have been a good one. You would have got him.
Yeah, I don't think he was Chinese. I think he was like Korean.
Same shit. Oh, Koreans do.
Koreans do what?
So he was
part of American influence from the Korean War.
I fucked this.
And one of the things they passed law is cutting off little dicks.
Dude, this Korean girl that I used to have sex with. Yeah,
Harry.
Oh my god, no. The sex was probably like top grade.
But she had a certain pussy.
What?
Better pussy.
Do you circumcise a woman?
Yeah.
Or do you just flatten their chest?
No, it's called female mutilation.
Yeah,
genital mutilation.
Yeah, no, that's not circumcision.
They take a razor blade to their clit.
Wait, really? What? That's yeah. They do that for our dicks, though. I really wish I wasn't circumcised.
No, here, dude.
I swear to God, sure. I miss.
What about Jake Walters with the fucking 8th grade circumcision?
Oh, yeah, no. I think that was bullshit, dude. I can't believe a word
that he says. It was 9th grade.
No, it wasn't.
He didn't do that. I can't believe a word he says.
No, he did. He did.
No, he didn't.
100%.
You saw it? How do you?
But I know.
Oh, dude, I can't even imagine that. Why? Yeah. How? What did he do to? What, like, hey, mom, I you have to go through your parents if you're in like.
Wait, so was he not cleaning his dick well enough?
Nah, he. The thing with Jake, and this doesn't leave the pod.
This is gonna go on.
When was the last time you spoke to Jake?
No, I haven't spoken. Jake actually had a deranged
penis
foreskin.
What do you mean deranged?
Like he couldn't pull the skin back and expose his gland.
He had smegma.
So what do you mean?
No, he his foreskin was so tight. This is a thing. This is a thing with men with foreskin. Like your foreskin can be so tight that it doesn't pull back and expose the head of your penis.
Yeah, right. That sounds literally.
So what, he was always pissing on himself?
No, but like his piss might shoot like sideways sometimes. Yeah. And you can't. Has this
happened to you?
No. It's literally some people have.
I can see Alex talking about Jake, but he's really talking about you know what I mean?
So what happened?
So if that happens to a man, a doctor will, not like a Jew doc. I'm not saying like a Jewish doctor. They're like a foreskin.
A bris. They do a bris.
That's the rabbi.
Fucking foreskin off. No, like I'm saying like any doctor, not just like a Jew doctor would recommend.
No, every time you say Jew, you're pointing at me. With the whole head.
Right at Kyle.
You know, Jew doctor. Thinking. Jew doctor.
Yeah. Well, Kyle, you are my Jew doctor. Whenever I have depression, I come here.
And he's my juice chef.
Like any doctor is what I'm saying would recommend a circumcision.
Understood. You got that.
So what? So his parent. So he went to his mother and was like, "Listen, I got a fucked up dick. I gotta get
his
this
mom,
shit
not his dad.
His mom,
his dad. His dad. He knew his dad would make fun of him.
His dad. Well, I'll tell the story afterwards, but go.
No, but that's the end of the story. Like, he went to his parents and was
so
like,
how old was he?
Like,
no, it's not the end of the story. So how old was he when he got his fucking penis chopped at you?
He was like 9th grade, I believe.
So how long is he?
I don't believe it.
How long is he out of commission? How do you know
all this about Jake's penis?
Because I was closer with Jake than
you. Yeah, but still, that's a very personal thing.
Well, because it was for him and I, it was relatable because I was the only other uncertain.
Yeah, I guess that does make sense. You guys are uniting together.
We were united.
You have a union.
So how did this story get out? You opened your fucking mouth?
Yeah, we had a union about our
Wait, so how'd the story get out?
What story?
About your turtlenecks? How did everyone end up finding out about this story?
You probably told them.
I mean, the reason people knew I'm not is just because you could imagine my father's...
Well, you also talking about how did I know about Jake's story?
Because I'm pretty sure he told people.
Yeah, he did tell people. I specifically remember this memory.
Why would you ever tell somebody of going to the bathroom
and Jake walking in or whatever? And being like, yo, I got a circumcision or whatever. And I'm like, what? What does that mean? You're like 13 years old. It's like, yeah, like they cut my, part of my penis off. And he like pulls his pants down and there's like lotion all over his fucking shaft. And I'm like, dude, stop. Don't hurt the head. I don't want to see the wound. And he was like going to do it. I'm like, I'm leaving the bathroom. I didn't even wash my hands. I just like walked out of there.
Yeah, Jake was a freak anyway.
That's crazy.
What? Dude, Jake is a freak. He still is a freak.
Yeah, he's a freak.
That's why Portland fits him perfectly. Where the fuck he is, Oregon.
What?
He's in Oregon, right?
Oh, he fits him perfectly.
Yeah, so the Jake story I wanted to say was fucking dumb.
Jake got his Willy Wonka chopped.
I was at Jake's house. We were pre-gaming for something with his parents. We were, like, drinking with his parents. And, like, they start getting mad at me because I'm drinking too fast.
Who said that? And his parents?
Yeah, his dad and his dad's friends. And I'm thinking to myself, like, yo, these guys are the biggest alcoholics ever. How are they going to talk to me about drinking?
I mean, like, that's just like...
Well, no, because they know that they know how long they're going to be drinking for.
Yeah, and you don't. I was a young kid.
Yeah, you're a young kid.
Yeah. But this is the part that I want to get to. Right. The part I want to get to is Jake gets wasted at some point, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he fucking leaning in his chair, falls back in the chair, solo cup in hand, does a fucking flip, doesn't spill a drop.
Does a whole 360 tumble on the floor.
Yeah, Jake was the master in not spilling
his
drink.
Dad goes buck wild. He goes, that's my son. That's my son. Starts clapping. It was the proudest moment for his dad.
See, that's why Jake was an alcoholic so early in life, just because his father promoted that shit his entire life.
And his mom wasn't, like, really against it.
Yeah, bro, I mean, like, they were, like, They're straight fucking Irish and fucking English.
And drunks. And people who drink
to celebrate, and people who drink not to celebrate.
I remember one time, me and Jake went to fucking...
So he's an alcoholic. I haven't seen him in a long time.
He's probably still drinking heavily.
Every day.
Not every day, but you know how that kid drinks. He's still doing whatever he was doing when we used to be friends with him. He's still doing that today.
Like, what was he doing? Like,
I met up with him. Yeah, I saw him the other day.
He took, like, remember when he took that time? He took 20 shots in one night. Were you there, James?
Was it a New Year's?
He took 20 shots. I think it was New Year's. And I remember, Jake, he was fine until, like, 18.
Wait, did he come down here?
Me, I took 18 motherfucking shots. I'm fucking chilling, motherfucker. And then next thing you know, I remember looking in Jake's eyes. His eyes just literally just roll back. And he just, like,
slumps. Wait, this is slumps.
Alcohol. Where was this? Right?
Alcohol.
At his house?
This was at Sam's house.
Was it the Bombay?
It wasn't Bombay. It was like plastic bottle.
Oh, I remember it. I remember that. He had that big-ass bottle of,
Vlad.
Vlad.
No, it wasn't something Vlad. Disgusting.
Something in a plastic bottle.
Like, he was drinking Hypnotic and some other shit one time.
They were, like, vodka shots, and he got so fucking twisted, man.
Didn't he get, like, his stomach pumped and,
James got his stomach pumped.
No, I didn't.
No.
No, Jake got his stomach pumped, like, Halloween one year, right?
No, Jake never... No, his mother refused to bring him to the hospital for alcohol poisoning. I don't think his mom believes in alcohol poisoning.
Yeah, that's wrong.
She refused to bring him to the hospital for it?
No, I didn't think Jake needed it. Bro, that shit, like, scarred me when I was younger because that alcohol was from my house. We stole it from my parents.
Oh, wow. How much did he drink?
So, no, I knew he wasn't going to die. He drank, like, a water bottle full, bro. Like, one of those. But, like, bro, any of us right now could handle that.
I drink.
That's not even
I drank a 20.
How fast did you drink it?
I drank a 20 ounce of that shit once.
Yeah, it would fuck up a young kid. Like, a ninth grader.
Dude, I mean, if I drink that fast, that would fuck me up. That's a lot of alcohol to just, like... Because now we don't drink like that.
Yeah.
And when we're ripping beers.
I remember from that night, Jake just taking the bottle and chugging it, and that's...
You remember fucking Britney...
And then he started crying.
Britney's Sweet 16 was a great fucking memory. Yeah,
I didn't get in.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, Sweet 16's fuck kids up. That shit was like wild, right though. At that sweet spot where you don't know how to drink, and people are drinking around
you. Yeah, my mom was like, do you want a Sweet 16? I was like,
That's a guy?
Or, no, not, just like...
Wait, what are we finding out right now, Jairus?
What? No, I'm not trans.
Like a party?
Yeah, we have... Is that why you're growing the hair up?
Is that why you're growing the hair up?
Yeah, I'm growing a beard. I'm growing a beard and hair to be the bearded... To join the circus as the bearded lady.
You know Bruce Jenner?
The circus jerk is the bearded lady.
You know Bruce Jenner fucking grew his hair out right before he went... He came out.
Bruce Jenner is...
I remember on his big reveal, he undid his hair and they were just like...
Do you watch that shit?
My ex-girlfriend used to watch it and I had to watch it.
Which one?
You know which one.
Sarah?
Keeping up with
you
the
don't
Kardashians.
Have to say her name on the podcast.
Sarah?
Is that her name? Fuck that bitch.
Okay. She was hot.
She was good looking.
I'd say it was her hottest girlfriend.
She was alright.
I've only had two. That's fucked up. I've only had two girlfriends. What does that mean?
Stand by my comment.
Well, what's she up to?
Who?
Sarah.
She hit me That's up. Not she hit me up the other day. She was like, do you have that... She asked me for, like, a recording or something.
Yeah. Get the fuck out
For what? Who? Sarah?
Yeah.
Of what?
Because I had like, a...
A love song that you wrote for her?
No. She was, like, singing or something, and, like, it was like, a while. Like, while we were fucking...
Did you respond?
And I was like, yeah, I don't have that. That was, like, 10 years ago.
That's it?
Pretty much, yeah. 10 years ago.
Yeah. Dude, she was just trying to talk to you again.
No, definitely not. She needed it for something.
Does she have a boyfriend?
What?
I remember I found her on Tinder one time.
I actually met her ex-boyfriend after me at the bars in White Plains.
What'd you say to him?
He, like, came up to me. He's like, yo, like, did you ever date Sarah Simon? And I was like...
That was her name.
Fuck. I name-dropped on the pod.
What's her middle name?
what's her address?
What's her button? What's her address? Maiden name?
Yo, let me get her phone number real quick. Anyway, I'm sure you guys could look her up. For those who are
what
listening.
Are you trying to fucking find
no
her on Tinder?
Listening. I'm on Instagram like a little bitch.
Like a little bitch. Yo, what's up with that ring? What's the new thing about the ring?
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Is that your trans ring?
Yo, we didn't even talk about my yoga practice.
You can't bring that up. You can't just do yoga.
We all know that's gay.
I do yoga.
Like, we don't even have to say that.
I don't want to bring any attention to it.
Yeah, I'm not going to encourage you.
At some point in history when we would rewatch this, we won't remember it. Yeah. Hopefully you'll stop.
I hope I'm able to listen to this on my fucking deathbed. And I have nothing left to do. But I still have the podcast.
Then you're like, you hear Alex in yoga. Fuck!
Yeah, that's a good way to go.
The ring is just... It's honestly just swagger.
Swagger. I don't know, man.
It's kind of fucking silly.
So, yo, what do you think about the they, them, and there?
Fuck that. I'm good.
So we're all in consensus.
Bro,
fuck that.
People need to fucking call their pronoun and don't want to be.
You know what it is? Here's what it is. It's like I like if it's obvious enough for me to figure it out, then like cool. Like if you really look like a girl and like you genuinely look like
yeah.
No, this is the way I go. This is the way I go. If you don't cut it off or get it cocked, like that you can't claim another gender. Like, unless you've chopped your dick off, you're not a girl. You're still a guy.
Unless you're a girl who had to make
a dick out of your clit, you're still a girl.
Okay, yeah, but what difference does it make?
To me?
No, just in general.
Oh, well, it's fucked up, because, like...
Like, you don't necessarily see their dick. Or
dude, there's law and order, yo. When you sign up for your birth certificate, they put male or female.
Sure, but none of we're talking about
there didn't exist.
I'm talking about a social interaction. You're talking about, like,
okay, so let's
say, like, paperwork.
No, I'll put it to you this way. Let's say I come up, I say, hey, nice to meet you, whatever, we introduce, and then you start telling the story, and, like, she, oh, actually, it's he, and then, like, out of nowhere, you make a mistake because you look at her and it looks like a girl.
Yeah.
Must be called a guy, and you say she.
Yeah.
No, you have to say he.
But yeah, but you fuck up because you're.
Yeah, but if she corrects you,
and then now she gets upset, you know, like.
Yeah, but they correct you, right, or whatever.
Yeah.
Then,
if you
it's empty.
No, I put it in my thing.
I mean, I get it. Like, look, I wouldn't want people calling me a girl just because I have long hair. You know what I mean? I'd be like,
you're a girl. But that's why you grow out the mustache.
Well, I grew out the mustache.
No, the problem is when you refuse to call them by the here.
Yeah, I like that. I think it's cool. I really think that's cool.
I saw what's his name? That Jew. What's his name?
Ben Sandberg?
Ben
Shapiro.
Shapiro. Ben Shapiro.
Savage.
Savage Shapiro.
I literally hate that guy.
I think he's hysterical. Like, yes,
you know, I think that trans people are fucking retarded.
He's mad smart.
He's so smart.
Yeah.
He's so smart, but like...
He rips his yarmulke and just fucking shits on people.
Like, there was some pilot in the Air Force that like... flew in Afghanistan and whatnot, flew helicopters and shit. And he was like,
yo, he's fired up or what?
He was part of the Rodney King, when the Rodney King riots were happening in LA. He was flying the helicopter that.
For like the LAPD?
Or he was like flying it for OJ.
And he crashed into people, right?
No, and he's. But anyway, this guy comes out as trans, right? And he's on a show with Ben Shapiro, and Ben Shapiro refused to call this woman, I'm doing quotations for those of you who are listening, this woman, he refused to call
man, he said he. Did it look like a man or a woman?
It was a trans.
And I was saying woman. Is that more fucked up? See,
yeah. You say that.
No, but my problem with they, them, and there is that that's multiple. How are you multiple people?
Yeah, I don't believe that.
They is more than one. Them, more than one. There.
I don't know what that means. No, I'm pretty sure it's...
You know
listen, I have some ideas. All
right.
What I am so confused about is what happened to the word shemale.
Yeah.
It's like the perfect word.
It really is perfect.
It's the perfect really word.
What's the other version of it? So a shemale.
Same thing. Doesn't matter. If you're just not what you're biologically assigned,
you're both. Well, then you're they, them, and there. Then your pronouns would be they, them, and there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's way longer than
I don't understand the they, them.
Anyway.
They is longer than she.
My favorite right now is...
Shemale.
It's Latin X.
Mm.
Yeah, because it's Latino or Latina.
I like that a lot.
But now, since they don't want to bring gender into it, they just go Latin.
That's from like Gabriel Iglesias or something. I saw some video about that.
No, it's a real thing.
No, it is a real thing.
No, I know. But some just comedian.
Because I know what it
you
is.
Stole that joke.
Some comedian.
I literally didn't steal the bit.
He stole the bit.
Yeah.
Just like he took that photo at MoMA.
I stole the photo. No, what I didn't understand
is just... Wait. Hold on, time out. Did this just restart? Looks like we're... Yeah,
no, that's an hour and 20 seconds.
No, it's moving by seconds.
It's moving by seconds. What happened to the old one? I guess we're filming another app now. No, I think we'll
post that one next
when
week.
When the drop... Oh, is this a new app?
We'll post this one next week.
Yeah, we need a new app. We need a new intro. Episode 2. What are we calling it?
What, the podcast?
Yeah.
Bunk Talk.
No, I'm off of that. I vote no.
Bunk Talk. Kyle, so what's your counter?
My recommendation?
Your counter argument.
Fuck.
If you will.
You know how people do it, like, where they, like, take polls of, like, which name do you like better? And then it's like, you ever seen that on YouTube videos?
Where you select what age group you're in.
Like, select what product you're most likely to use. What's that called again?
Chooch Talk.
Canvassing or something?
Survey?
Surveying, yeah.
Chooch Talk.
Chooch. Fotch.
I was showing him those videos.
There's their lines.
Dude, the one is the best one is good comedy. With Will Ferrell picking up the hometown bag.
Dude, he did H.
The hometown
bag.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, it's a lot browner than last year.
All pro.
And he's like, listen, dude, the brown is what you want.
Yeah. Wait, time out. Jerome, if I remember correctly,
sure.
Jerome went to fucking DR and did some brown yip himself.
Yeah. Bro, I mean, like...
It was definitely cat piss or something.
It was probably, like, Molly and, like, Coke and, like...
Just definitely
like,
heroin.
I'm make sure.
It was, dirt.
It was at a concert.
Soil.
It was bunk.
It was literally bunk.
It was literally bunk. Yeah. I don't remember.
Why would you do it if it's brown?
I don't remember it being brown.
Hey, you told me the story.
Did you make that up?
No.
Bro, that was so long ago, I can't even remember.
Elephant's memory.
Elephant's... Me?
Me.
You.
Jew talk.
Yo, do elephants have...
Wait, that was Kyle's counter, right?
What was it?
Jew talk.
Jew talk, I'm not a fan.
For the pod name.
Listen, I would rather Nazi talk. Alright, I'm changing mine to Nazi talk.
So let's have a poll now.
Vacation cooch. Chooch. Vacation they, chooch.
It's chooch. It's chooch, Kyle.
Cooch.
They, cooch is cooch something is,
cooch,
is,
cooch and chooch.
Cooch.
It's not bad.
Cooch. Cooch. You know, so I actually...
Cooch Wars? Cooch Wars? It's too similar.
I think it has to say boys in it. Because we did draw inspiration from a different podcast.
What was it? Chooch Boys?
It has to be something boys.
What podcast?
I like Bunk Boys, honestly.
I don't. That. Bunk Boys?
They're overruled to a
degree. Oh, wait, no. No. It's town. It's come town.
Yeah.
So what?
Chooch Town.
We need a town in the name.
Do we need a town? Why? Because we're literally biting off Cumtown?
Yeah, we are biting off Cumtown. We literally are biting off Cumtown.
For the record, we are biting off of Cumtown.
No, 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 but listen, listen. We are biting off Cumtown. We have the Greek, right, the Jew,
the Mick.
And you're
the Mick. Actually is kind of funny. I didn't realize that until this
moment. Isn't that kind of insane?
This is, yeah, I don't know if this is a good idea. Is this plagiarism?
It's definitely plagiarism.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it literally.
I got a good attorney. It's not plagiarism.
No, but isn't it kind of crazy that we have a Greek, a Jew, and a fucking Mick?
Yeah, it's fucking. I guess it is kind of crazy.
You're not full Greek, though.
I know, but I resemble enough of a Greek.
Actually, it might be. You're uncut. They kept you full.
Uncut. Crazy long last name.
That's true.
Do
you want to say your last name?
No, not on that fucking.
You want to say your address?
Bro, oh, by the way. Bro, we. This podcast has to stay between the three of us.
No, it can be edited and sent out.
Someone's going to leak it. I'll leak it tomorrow.
I'm not leaking it.
No.
Kyle will leak it. This is a bad idea that we recorded this on Kyle's phone.
I'm being serious. Like, it's not going this anywhere. Is the only reason. I
dropped the N-bomb in the first episode.
The first word out of your mouth was the N-word, actually.
No, but can we agree to that so that it's on record that this podcast doesn't leave us three?
Until it's all agreed upon that it can be released.
Until it's all agreed upon. Like, if you want to chop it up and release it.
There's
like,
some things that can't get released.
I would love to post, like, our
fucking names.
Yeah. I would love to post, a
I don't want my name on that shit.
Like, a highlight reel. He's not going to
say your last name.
A nice highlight reel of the worst shit, like, that we've said in the past hour.
I'm down. I'm down. If someone wants to listen to it. Bro, I do not mind listening to this shit. I just throw my headphones at work and fucking listen to pod. So, this is good content. If it's funny, if it makes me laugh.
Kyle, let's go back. Can I ask you something? Can I spill this on your laptop? Just because you...
All right, can we go back to...
Which one?
To the Britney Spears of Sweet 16.
What about it?
Yeah, so we get in, right? And first of all, we lost
the game. Did you get in?
I got in. I went in. I'll tell you.
Did you get in?
He did not get in.
I definitely.
He was outside. He was outside rolling in his yak.
I think
I remember Gabby Caton, you had a crush on her or something. She was like out there taking care of you.
No, she wasn't.
For a hot second.
Yes, and then this is what happened. So we're on the way there, and we have to walk from the train, and Jeffrey Dions gets lost, right?
He got so lost.
That blows my mind.
Woke up on the second floor. Oh my God. He woke up on the second floor of an apartment building with, like, no shirt on.
What?
He got fucked.
He did it.
And then
what happened?
He doesn't know.
He had a blood alcohol content of like 0.25.
Did he go to the hospital?
Yeah. They called him. Someone found him.
They should have done like a rape kit on him or something.
Who's calling you?
College boys.
Answer.
Really?
Answer.
Put that shit on speaker.
Put it on speaker.
What the fuck is going on? Okay. Wait, hold on. I can't see anything.
Minecraft?
The fuck?
Wait.
Yo.
Get the fuck.
Go in the house and get some items.
What the fuck?
Yo.
What's going on? You're being recorded.
On the podcast?
Anything you say will be used against you.
I don't want to be recorded.
And we may or may not overdub some crazy shit.
Dennis is already yep. telling people we're potting.
Wait, potted? You know? Why do they know we're potting?
Yeah.
After we're potting. After that conversation we just had that this podcast stays between us three.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you guys are, you're now members.
No, no, no.
You have to sign an affidavit.
We need your social security numbers, too.
Yeah, what's your social security number?
Your bank address? Account numbers.
Mother's maiden name?
Okay.
Someone write this shit down.
420? All right. Yo, what's going on up there? Okay, all
right. That's what I was saying. Right, so we get in. Dro's got a fucking flask in his...
Bro, yeah, I got kicked out.
He goes to the bathroom.
Before the end. Before the end. I was there for a while.
You were there for like an hour.
I was there for like an hour and a half.
Wait, did you have a flask?
He had a flask.
I was flasked.
Dro gets kicked out. He's outside with you guys. Then you
were stumbling.
You and Pat Pollington.
Because I was drinking the whole time.
On the
I was
train,
drinking
trains.
I was training.
We all ripped 10 shots on the train there.
We all got fucking wasted.
Yeah, we didn't want to drink. We just didn't want to drink.
No, no, no. But
16? No way.
I come outside to check.
Not like that. Not like going to the city drinking.
No, going to the city drinking is a hard task.
You have to.
Not now.
Not now.
No, but not now.
The fact that you had your fake ID. That shit was scary. Yeah, the fake was so scary.
The fake was so scary. Because you wasted a whole trip.
Yeah.
It's not even that. It's like I thought about getting in trouble.
I remember one time I was with Kyle and he was wearing Jordans.
And we didn't get in.
And we didn't get in because Kyle
we were
was
Jake.
Wearing Jordans.
We were
Wait, I don't understand. What's the problem with Jordans?
I don't know. We look like little kids.
Is that what that is?
We wouldn't have gotten anyway.
Yeah,
I look so young.
Yeah, well, Kyle looked like a baby. Kyle was baby face.
Yeah,
for a
yeah.
While.
You still kind of look like a baby.
Oh, please.
Come on. Look at this ugly ass.
Baby dick.
Baby dick.
Baby dick Kyle.
But yo, we had baby faces, James. Like, what do you mean?
I had baby faces. I definitely did.
You grew up quicker, though.
I don't think so.
Kyle,
when
what
I'm at
saying,
that,
Kyle
when
in
I'm
the back
at that
end
video,
was always kind of like at 16, Kyle looked very young.
Yeah, I looked like a 12-year-old.
He looked very young.
You know who I'm got in everywhere? Jorge Ayala.
Yeah, because he's fucking Puerto Rican.
Guy looked like he was, he looked
he's
like
so
he was,
short.
He looked like he was 25.
Yeah, but you knew like he was that type of short that like he ain't growing no more.
Is this a Spanish?
And he had a full beard like.
No, I mean like. Like Hispanics, like fucking like Mayans and like Aztecs, bro. They're
sure.
not. They're not tall people.
Well, because they all live in the mountains and they don't have any. They don't have to climb on trees and shit.
What? Sure.
Right.
I agree.
I guess so. It's evolution, James.
It is. It's evolution of the Mayans. So yeah. What is that? Is that any good?
Bro, it's dank. I want my third one.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Can I try it? What the fuck is it? George Washington on that, on the beer bottle.
Bro, give it a try. It's fucking fire. It's got me a little sloshed.
What time's your flight out?
There's one right there.
Bro, it's early.
What time?
Like, fucking, I'm gonna sleep the whole flight. It arrives at 10, so it leaves at 7.
You're gonna
so
be shot at work tomorrow.
Shot?
Well, what time?
It's
what
Friday,
time?
Though, and it's a casual Friday.
What are you wearing?
Fucking t-shirt.
Pajamas. No way.
T-shirt, bro.
You going to work with a t-shirt on?
On a casual Friday?
Bring the tracksuit.
Everyone does that?
No, you're supposed to wear a polo.
Is that what you wear?
But I wear a t-shirt sometimes.
A t-shirt polo?
You can't do that. No. You can't do that. Dude, you are fucking up. Do you like the job? You making friends out there?
Yeah.
You have friends out there?
Well, he's in a yoga class, but have you hit any of those yoga mommies?
That's what I asked.
No.
Damn, why is
Can
it
you believe that?
That old one is fucking
Yeah, hot. Come on, bro. No.
She's hot. I'm getting to the point where I'm going to be able to fucking pick and choose which ones I want to fuck.
Yeah, right. You haven't popped one.
Yeah, because I'm a student. I'm going to be the fucking teacher.
Are you going to go over and like help them?
Yeah, did you start instructing?
Yeah.
Do people do that?
Do people sign up?
No!
What do you mean, do people sign up? I taught one studio class.
And, like, how many people showed up?
People showed six.
It's not bad, I guess.
Yeah, but I didn't promote it. The next one's going to be really big.
Yeah. You didn't promote it?
See, that's
So how do they sign up? Just do the plays?
No, like, if I told certain people, like, yo, come to my class, they would come.
Yeah, see, the problem...
You know what I mean?
With
I didn't tell anyone.
The problem with freelancing like this is, like... Promotion is like the biggest part.
Like,
so you gotta talk the whole time.
My cousins didn't even come because A, they were hungover of shit the next day, and it was at 5 o'clock.
And B,
my cousin was like, "I want to come," like, and I told her, I was like, "Listen, I don't want you there."
Why?
Because, bro, like, the shit that I teach is, like, hard as fuck. Like, and, like, if she came to the class all hungover, she would hold the class back.
And
if that makes sense.
Why? Everyone has to do it?
No, but, like, it requires a certain amount of... Give me a second.
Give me that thing.
It requires a certain amount of, like, fucking knowledge of the practice to be able to flow with the class, if that makes sense. I don't know if
so what do you stand up there and do? Sense. You're like...
You call, bro. You call.
Everybody raise your hands I don't, like no. this.
Yeah, that's, no, no, no. I would love to see Kyle in your class. It would be so funny.
Like, this might... This
you start playing the podcast while you're doing yoga. Give me that.
Just like bring a speaker right. with me.
Can I listen? Put my potty down. Let me explain. Some teachers, when they teach, it's very smooth and it's very like, we're gonna open our hearts now and give our this energy so and blah blah so blah. Bro, when I teach,
that shit is so.
When
annoying.
I teach, let me explain something. I'm a fucking Nazi.
Yeah.
Nazi.
Yeah.
When you come to my class, it's more like a boot camp rather than a yoga class.
So what do you do? Run me through a course.
I'm not gonna run you through it, Kyle. We're fucking drinking. But bro, you're giving out all the commands, telling people when they have to inhale and when they have to exhale, and each movement that they have to do.
So you can't be doing it if you're talking. How can you?
You can do it.
You can do it. You're,
but like someone who's teaching is not technically practicing yoga.
They're making money.
Not even making money. They're like leading the class.
No, but you are.
But the teacher is not practicing.
I wouldn't be practicing either. It's the same thing with music. When you
it's not making music. Money. It's like you can't actually practice yoga if you're teaching it. It's like you cannot do one and do the other.
Yeah, 100%.
Like you're not practicing guitar.
That's what I'm saying. It. That's exactly what I'm saying.
So that's the difference. When I like teach somebody how to cook.
Yeah, you're learning yourself.
I'm learning myself.
But you learn a different thing. You're not learning.
Here's the weird thing.
When you teach yoga, you're not learning how to fucking do yoga. You're learning how to teach yoga.
Yeah, but here's the weird thing. The more that the student and practices, then the more in the lesson you are practicing. You're like practicing. Like they'll get to a point where they're like,
"Sorry, I just wanted." I heard Kyle's laugh, and nothing you said was funny, but it just made me want to laugh. Go on.
Nonsense.
Nonsense.
Is it nonsense?
Absolute fucking nonsense.
No, because like think about it, right? So like when you're going up to a performance, right? The student is performing.
Yo, stop hitting that fucking bag.
It's a jewel.
You're too hot. After a fucking comment like that?
Yeah.
What did you even say?
Dude, honestly, I think there was a...
You're practicing. Some shit like that.
There might be some vitamin E in here or something.
That was nonsense.
No, but for example, like, when I teach, like, how, like, some gay shit that... A teacher would say in a class, they'd be like, open the heart. Like, open the heart.
You say that?
Like, I'll say something like, open the heart, but I'll say it like a fucking Nazi.
Like what?
Like, open the heart. Like, do that.
So exactly the same.
No.
I don't understand. What's open the heart like this?
Like opening the chest. Like, when you, like, interlace your hands behind your back, you're opening your chest up like this.
Yo, at the same
you're
time,
opening the heart.
At the same time, you gotta judge your audience. Like if it's a bunch of schmucks that are in your class,
so are you like you're like spreading?
That's the thing, bro. Like I'm not teaching yoga to like make money or anything.
Yeah, but you do it to build a following.
I'm not even trying to build a following.
But what are you doing it for?
It's
you get free yoga classes out of it.
It's literally to move on to the next step of my practice.
Yeah, but see...
Right, but check this out. So are you, like, in the front of the class
what
ever?
What is that, though? You have to know what that is. What is your next step?
That is my next step.
What is...
It's to practice yoga and teach.
As a Nazi.
Yeah, but so you don't want to make any money doing this.
I don't want to make money. Like, it would be nice to make, like, some extra money. Like, maybe, like, $100, $200 a week. Like, nothing fucking crazy.
Well, you should really be doing it to basically just enrich people's life.
That's the reason.
And that should apply to pretty much anybody that walks through the door and is willing to listen to you.
Yeah.
So if that is schmucks, you have to teach schmucks.
Okay, but that's not what I'm worried about. So,
you know what I mean?
That's true, James, and I know that's true, but, like, I literally don't want schmucks in the class.
Well, you might enjoy it.
I will.
Think of it as Think about it as practicing for yourself.
James, I will weed out the schmucks.
No. They still pay. So,
I'll weed them out. Like, the shit that I teach,
yeah.
Like, you have to know how to practice yoga to be able to do these
sequences. Right, but that is a very niche. He's not talking
about schmucks like that.
Niche thing.
I understand that it's niche, and I want the niche, not the schmucks. I want the niche.
I understand.
And the reason that it doesn't really matter that I don't want the schmucks is because I'm not doing it for money.
Yeah, but you have to, dude, you've only been doing yoga for, like, maybe less than 2 years.
Okay,
it's less than 1 year.
Less than 1 year? Okay, so then, like, what makes you think that you are going to know better than the fucking
schmuck
guy that's been doing it?
Yeah, how are you not the schmuck? Years?
Yeah, you are.
Have you read a lot of books about yoga?
I have been reading a lot.
It doesn't matter.
I know advanced.
Time is the
most. I know advanced yoga!
Yeah.
James, listen.
Yogi Master Draw.
I'm not saying I'm a master fucking guru or anything. But I practice this shit every day.
Okay.
You do it today?
Do you know what the 10,000 hour rule is?
Yes. Okay. I haven't hit the 10,000.
So then.
I hit the 10,000 hour, then I'll become a master, alright?
Alright, how about this? That's not important. So what if we got together like $1,000, right? And you're in front of the class, and you know, you're showing them move some, preferably, you know, kind of spread eagle. And then they obviously...
Wait, where does the 10,000... What about the 1,000?
Okay, if you do this, we give you $1,000. Okay.
Sure.
Right?
Oh my god, I like this. I like where this is going.
So, but you also have to videotape the whole yoga class. You're going to get there at one point when you start videotaping your yoga classes.
Yeah. Sure.
So once you get there, you know, you'll be wearing like...
It's not an NDA.
Like a spandex, you know? Like boxer briefs, and like that's what you're wearing in class.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like yoga pants, I guess, for men. Yoga shorts.
So basically, like leggings for a woman, but like I'm wearing
but
leggings,
shorts.
But I'm wearing leggings,
like biker shorts,
something like that, right? Kind of like a jammer.
Okay,
maybe a little shorter.
Nah, just get a
no, so that, no. So you got your piece hanging to the left or the right, whatever you prefer.
Where's my foreskin?
That's the point.
Off.
So you go.
It's on the floor.
Obviously, you go. You look up at the ladies. You know, because it's all women in the class. Maybe one or two guys.
Sure.
Yeah, I have a question. You know, I've been real self conscious about this lately. You know, what do you guys think? And then you just pull the tip out of the shorts.
What is wrong with you?
And you say it to me. What do you think?
I like the idea of dangling it while they're in.
Yeah,
a bro. Bush.
Well, I live in Miami amongst the spick, so they'd be probably very accepting of my foreskin.
But I don't know, like, it's probably like old white women that go to your classes.
Dude, Hispanics don't get chopped.
Bro. Hispanics don't go to yoga.
Hispanics do yoga in Miami.
They invented it.
They did not invent.
They invented it.
No, that is some white girl drunk on wine. I'm gonna do yoga.
Yo, I'm
gonna. James, drink up. I'm on my third beer. You fucking barely fucking.
Dude, this is a $3 bottle of wine. I'm literally drinking balsamic vinegar, dude. I could literally pour this on
my. Did you buy that? Did you buy that?
Nah, my girlfriend's mom bought it.
Yo, I did. I would break up.
Terrible.
I would.
$10 bottle.
Rufino is like an $8 bottle. In the store.
This cost me like. This would be like literally $10 maybe.
Yeah. That's like I would break up with her immediately.
I was
if
like,
her mom got me a $10 bottle.
She gave it to me for Christmas. She was like,
"That was your Christmas
that
gift."
That was your Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yo, yeah. You know, right then and there.
Well, no, dude. They're,
what did your girlfriend
broke.
Get you?
She's broke.
Okay.
Okay, that's yeah. Fine.
She
I was gonna say.
The top?
She got me the top. She got me.
She got you the bottoms, too. Don't lie.
No, I had these.
Bottoms.
I literally had these.
Where'd you have those?
I literally found them in my basement, and I was like, oh, okay, these are cool.
That's
the thing. I'm trying to marry a girl with money.
Anyway.
fuck that shit.
God's being a dick over here.
Whatever. I didn't have a girlfriend. I've never had a girlfriend. Never. Kyle's a virgin, still.
Virgin. Take time.
He can only get tugged up by Christina Galina at the movie.
No, I got a blowy back in. Yeah,
he tells me this the other day.
Yesterday, we were walking to the movies, and I was like, yo, I haven't
he goes,
been
here. Last time I was here, I was getting sucked up by Christina.
Wait, what
Galina.
Movie theater did you go to?
The one in Ridge Hill.
Oh, that one's fire.
Are you kidding me?
No.
No, there's roaches crawling.
You didn't see any roaches.
That place sucks. And it smells like piss in
no,
there.
I like that place.
That place.
I used to like it when it first opened.
I had nachos. They literally gave me...
Oh my god, it was the nastiest thing I've ever
seen. They gave me a cup, a portion cup of jalapeno peppers, and there was like
literally a quarter cup of just straight up liquid.
Do you know that?
Mystery liquid.
Yuck.
It, dude, I took like maybe a few chips and then I threw it on the floor.
All I know is I got turned at that. Like, I was like, I came out of that movie theater with a buzz.
It is a good movie theater.
What? What do you mean? What are you talking about?
So it's a good movie theater.
Why would it be good?
You know what I want to go? I still haven't been to IPIC.
Yeah, this shit's expensive.
You know, dude, you know what's sick?
Nah, they got lounges.
Yeah, you guys ever been to a movie tavern?
Bro, wait, hold on. What? Can I do something?
Yo,
you've
never
can you drink in the movie theaters here?
Not legal. No, in Alamo. Bro, they have to have a liquor license.
Every movie theater in Miami, you can booze.
In Pennsylvania and in Maryland, yeah, same.
I mean, you can't bring your own booze.
No, they have a button, and they have
how expensive is it out there,
bro? Like, same, you can get a movie for $11, but you can buy a bottle of wine at the theater.
Yeah,
for how much?
20, 30 bucks.
Like whatever a bottle of wine costs, it's like 30, 35 bucks,
it's
maybe
food,
40.
It's shit food.
Bro, it depends on the movie theater. I go to a movie theater that has fire food.
No, it's all fast food and like bar food.
It's bar and it's not.
Yeah, but there's
like
high end
sushi.
Movie. There's
like
high end movie theaters.
That would be sick though.
Yeah, but here you have to go to a high end movie theater to get it. Fucking
yeah, and you're spending like $80.
You don't want to go to
80
at a high in New York.
I pick.
No, I pick. The food there sucks.
You've been.
I know a girl I used to work with. Girl I was seeing. And you know who else works there?
You have to be Amir. I thought he was a club promoter.
You know what would be sick is to go to like one of those drive-in movies.
No, he is a club promoter.
Going to those
drive-in movies.
He is a DJ.
Is he good at his job?
Probably not.
Go to one of those drive-in movies and like just like
I've never been to a drive-in movie.
Come back, you know?
Have you been to one?
You seem like
the kind of guy that
not a driving one, but I've been to like one where they play a movie like at a park or whatever.
And you clap cheeks?
In your car. Are you in your car?
No.
Car sex is hard.
Car sex is hard.
Car sex sucks. I actually was fucking in a car and a cop pulled up.
I fucked in a minivan. In my minivan one time.
Courtney.
I used to fuck Courtney a lot.
Really?
A lot.
Before she lost all that weight?
Bro, when she was like right in the middle of it, she was kind of like perfect at that point. She's like
is this in college? Or no, high school?
High school, college, whatever, bro.
Even college?
Yeah, definitely fuck
her. You hit her up when you came home?
Are you serious?
When I came home, I used to fuck her.
I had no idea.
I think college was
the least.
I thought you were fucking Jamie Silver when you came home from college.
And then it turned into Jamie Silver.
Jamie Silver's hot, and that.
I don't think she's hot.
You should have big old
big
titty. You should have kept that. What's your problem?
I fucked every single one of those Jews.
Who else?
Allie Crumper? No.
No.
I would love to fuck Allie Crumper.
I fucked
I had a sex dream about Allie
You didn't
Crumper.
Fuck... You know what? I'd like to fuck Jensen. I don't know why.
Jensen's got a fat hole. You guys are crazy. I would not fuck Jensen.
I would fuck Jensen at all.
I would fuck
her,
man.
Yeah.
She's got a tight body.
This is bad stuff that's being recorded here.
Who cares?
Kyle's going to leak this. Kyle's going to leak
this. How are you leaking this to shit, bro?
Not this.
I'll fucking murder him.
Yo... Nicolette Petrus.
You know how Kyle's brother burned down a fucking dorm.
Oh, hell yes.
I'm going to burn down his fucking house if he leaks this shit.
First of all, if Kyle leaks
this,
he is giving us permission to burn down his house. Kyle, you agree to this? Yes?
Yo, these fucking anti-Semites coming at me.
Yo, let me see that J piece.
You chill out.
Nicolette Petrus. James, you guys are just feeding my pod.
And chill out.
Yo, we should call Nicolette Petrus on James's phone.
Didn't we do that recently?
We did do it.
Yo, my cousin Jose.
You know I spoke to her about it?
Today.
No,
yo,
really.
Yo, yeah, he got so sick.
Wait, what did she say about it,
Kyle? Which one's Jose?
The little gay one.
Wait, what happened
to him? He probably sucked too much dick.
Yo, me and him, excuse me. No bad grammar on this fucking podcast.
What?
Him and I.
No what?
Remember we were talking about the trans and whatever?
Yeah.
Like, he's gay as fuck. And, like, he's not, like, super duper duper flamboyant, but
he's
flamboyant.
He's pretty flamboyant.
He's a gay boy.
I've met him.
He's a gay boy.
Anyway. He's at your, fucking...
Is he wanting it?
Anyway, no. Trans. Anyway, he's like... Fuck those
trans
people. No, no.
Oh.
Talking about trans, he's like, fuck that. Those high anxiety. He called them high anxiety.
What does that even mean?
Yo, right on the cloth, James.
So like, what's wrong with you?
With you, bro?
I'm sorry. I don't know.
You gonna repack the bunk?
Yeah. I have to let it charge though.
Fucking asshole.
Don't wipe it. Don't wipe it. Don't wipe it.
You're kind of an asshole, James, honestly. That shit would piss me off. Right on the white fucking.
Come on, you know, my tracksuit, yo.
Here, you put it on the tablecloth. Yeah, I'm not changing this tablecloth because you want to wipe weed on it.
It's right. It's just not you can't even.
Yo, anyway, where were we?
Yeah, high anxiety.
Oh my god, he called them, like, he said the funniest shit. He called them high anxiety people.
I don't even know what that means.
Just like people who are. No, he wasn't high anxiety. He was like super anxious or something. He basically alluded to the fact that trans people were high anxiety and he did not want to be around them.
It's pretty funny.
Isn't that pretty fucking funny?
That's a good take.
And then we went into a conversation about how gays are high anxiety too as well. But he was like, yes, gays are high anxiety, but they're a whole nother level.
Why did you have that? So he's open with you about being gay?
Yeah, he's so open, bro.
How old is he?
He's 18.
Is he?
Yeah.
So tell me, he was so gay when he was 17?
No, we knew he was gay. Like, we knew
you gotta know
when he was a kid.
Yeah.
When he was a kid.
You can just tell by the way he walked. Yeah. Wait, really? And slapped him. Yeah, we're at the bar the other night, and Joe just goes, Kyle?
You know,
you know that cousin of mine.
You know my cousin,
hand fucking whipping, yeah. Hand whipping.
Yeah, but that's like a thing.
And then his other cousin walks over. He's like,
back on the Snapchat, on
Snapper
Letter, whatever.
The
Snap. Nah. Who's this? Different level.
Who the fuck is this?
When I pop top, they got some drama. Yeah, so your cousin walks over and he's like,
what does this mean? What does this mean?
I'm hungry.
Penny meatballs.
Yeah, let's go. Fire that up.
How you doing? Here you go.
Alec, when someone is, what does that mean?
Flamboyant as fuck at the very least.
At the very least.
Yo, your wrist floss?
Yo, you know what? That's a good idea, though. Yo, fire up a chat roulette.
Nah, fuck
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but I'm not going on chat roulette. No, what? It's so funny, dude.
Hi, Koba. What's going on?
It's Omega. I don't want to be on the screen. Like, I don't want to.
No, we're not doing chat with that.
Head guy in charge.
I'm way too old for that shit.
Yeah, you think that?
It is very funny. Till Kyle gets nude from a 14-year-old.
What? Are you guys hungry?
Nah, I'm not that hungry.
Are you hungry?
Maybe.
You sure?
What you got there?
Penne and meatballs. Meatball.
Penne is cooked very. It's
not no good.
It's not good?
No, like, it's not good. Why?
It's Rufino. It's
like Rufino's not good, though.
Is it good?
Well, it's a 17, so it's kind of like a $16 bottle. $17
no.
bottle.
Oh, shit, James.
No, like we got a new estimation over here.
Yeah. Have some if you want.
It's got to be, like, at least, it's 14 to 17.
I'm going
to
look
it's
up.
It's really not good.
I'm going to look it up.
You don't like Chianti.
It's like, no, the Rufino, I don't like the Rufino.
Yeah, but the Rufino has Chianti Classico that sells for, like, $20.
Literally,
yo,
James, like, let's get a bottle of red.
But not this kind.
Get a Chianti.
No, this one's cheaper. You go from 25 steps down to 19-ish.
I like
the one that you call it. Rufino Chianti
Reserva. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I know.
It's the gold label.
2017.
That one's good.
Yeah.
I'll have some, yeah. Yeah, the Reserve is really good. I don't like this one, though, is what I'm saying.
Why not?
I don't like it. I think it's fucking,
it's too young.
It tastes like vinegar. It really tastes like vinegar.
Nah. That bottle is hella cheap, bro. Yeah. $6.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
My phone's been off for 4 hours.
Nah, it's $12. I see it for $6, but it's actually.
Yo, you know, you can get a huge bottle.
Yeah, we're recording our conversation.
You can get a huge
sorry,
bottle.
No, if you don't want to record it,
I mean, at this point, I've already made homophobic commentary.
Yeah. Anything you say will be used against you,
allegedly.
Yeah. Bro, we've said some fucked up
shit.
Yeah, we
did. We really got it. We got some fucked up shit going on.
It's alright.
Let me see. Where's the jewel?
Okay.
Yeah, chill.
I can't.
Relax.
You were
working on packing that.
When I was in Cali, I'm gonna charge it a little bit, and then we'll pack it.
Right.
When I was in Cali, I didn't bring the fucking the packs.
But you said weed was bad in Cali.
Horrible. Dog shit.
What do they call?
Yo, he said weed was bad in LA.
He's retarded. He probably bought it off the fucking street.
I bought it off the boardwalk.
You're an idiot. At the very least,
everyone knows
the internet.
I bought it off the.
Not even that. Go to a dispensary. Have the full experience.
That's the best thing.
Most places don't. they don't. Yo, it's Joe, not storefront. It's all delivery, pretty much.
Oh, it's delivery.
Yeah. It's all delivery.
Yeah. Is that how it works? You
know? Yeah. Well, I was in San Diego, like.
That's where I was.
Exactly, yeah. And you get delivered.
It's just delivery.
I was so sketchy about it too. I had it delivered to my hotel, and I was at a conference.
So really? What?
With like a cohort of other neuroscientists.
Wait, hold on. They came to your door.
It's frowned upon for me.
Did they come to the door of your hotel room?
No, I walked out. They called me up. I met them outside.
Met them outside, and what, you went in their car?
No, he just said, "Hey, how are you doing?" Blah blah.
Here you go.
He's like,
buy a T-shirt.
He's like, make a donation. Yeah, it's a gift. Make a donation. Oh, blah blah. Man. I was like, and he was like, "Oh, I gave you an actual gift though." He gave me a cookie. Yeah. Fire.
My dealer, does that.
That's how they do it in DC.
That's how my dealer does it.
That is how they do it in DC.
He sells me bracelets, papers. He sells me stickers,
and it's legal.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. You have to make a donation.
They operate under proposition. Like
you're basically you pay $50 for the fucking sticker,
and they give you the weed.
They give you the weed to go.
No, I understand that.
It's very funny that's how we have to operate.
It gets around federal laws.
How fucking retarded. I mean, really, what kind of world is this that we're living in?
This is why you can't get in trouble federally.
Such a dumbass fucking thing.
I don't understand that weed is bad. Yeah, the weed I used to smoke in Colorado was unbelievable.
Yeah, but Colorado bad weed in San Diego?
No, I bought it on Venice Beach.
All right, so you were dealing.
You were literally in a tourist trap, and you bought weed.
What is that?
Hey, did I see that?
Yeah.
Because it was easy, and I was with my mom, and I'm like, I'm just going to go buy this real quick.
Mom, I'm going to buy a joint, and then...
You know what's crazy? In Europe, they fucking sell weed that's, like, only CBD. It looks like weed.
No, they sell
it in Italy.
It smells like weed.
They sell that here.
They sell that here.
I fucking hate it, but, like, that was in the past. Like, before I knew that CBD weed was a thing... I went into, like, one of those CBD shops. They have, like, marijuana posters everywhere. I was like,
and you
thought it was the day, bro.
And you got yourself high.
I didn't get myself high. I was, like, smoking this shit. I was like, why am I not getting high?
Yeah, and it was gross, right?
No, it was good. It smoked like weed. It smelled like weed. It was fucking weed, except it did not get you high.
Not at all.
They sell those joints on Central Avenue.
$20 I've ever spent. And that shit's expensive, too. It's not cheap.
It was really expensive.
It wasn't really expensive. It was like the price of weed.
On the main piazza, there's a CBD store.
Where?
In where?
In Rome.
In Rome?
There's like a CBD store, and they just sell that shit. And it was dumb expensive. Don't even get high. I asked him on the low. Like,
it's good.
I was like, yo, like, I don't want it. So, like, you guys don't have anything else? And he was just like, no.
Yeah, bro, they're not about that, because they're about their legitimate business.
But it's illegitimate, because they're just scamming people, like...
No, it's not even, like...
If you know how cheap CBD weed is, you get, like, a few pounds for, like, $100. Like, I heard this guy say he could buy, like...
Oh, why is it cheap? Why is it cheap? I feel like you still have to go through all the fucking cultivating process, all the growing process.
You do.
The
demand.
First of all...
It's legal.
No, it's not as well.
Rather. Bro, the thing is, they don't mention that it's CBD only. That's what pissed me off.
How do you know then?
You didn't ask initially?
No, because I found out after that it's only CBD. I thought it was straight fucking pot that I was buying. You know what I mean? I thought it was smoking pot. I thought it was buying pot. I was like, oh shit, they got pot stores around here, because I'd been to Colorado and been to a dispensary.
Was it the store had the cross on it and it said...
Yeah, bro, they had marijuana leaves everywhere. I thought I was literally buying weed. Like, I thought it was a dispensary.
You got scammed.
I was like, yo, give me some dank. Give me that one.
Like, yo, I wrote this.
They're like selling you,
and they're like selling me pot. Like,
yo, you're gonna be locked on the couch.
Yo, Dro met me out in Rado one year, and he bought some weed from me, and he brought it up to the fucking.
Wait, what happened?
Bro, it was so funny. My friend brought me to his house in Colorado for spring break, and we went with his dad and his whole family, and we had one day in Denver, like not even a day. Like, we were waiting for his sisters to land so that we could pick them up and go up to the mountains. So we had like 6 or so hours to kill in Denver. And I met up with Kyle And literally, he dealt me this weed under the table while we were hanging out with this kid's family. I was like, don't give me this. Like, he literally passed it to me on the table. I just put it in my pocket. Bro, it was so funny.
We were out eating at the Brazilian steakhouse.
Yeah, bro, we went to a Brazilian steakhouse and everything. Like, we were doing was the whole sketchy? The was whole sketchy? Shebang. No.
Or we walked around, I think, a little bit.
No, it wasn't sketchy. I was like, yo, my friend lives in Denver. I want to see him.
I live
so,
right.
So I invited Kyle out, and we went out to dinner.
Wait, oh, it was your friends that you were with?
Yeah, they bought me a nice meal. It was restaurant week.
Yeah, it was restaurant. It was cheap as fuck. It was like $30.
Yeah, so
like Brazilian steakhouse. What? Yeah, like, hell of a deal.
All you can eat.
All you can fucking eat.
All you can eat.
It was that shit where you're just like, yo, cut me some fucking steak. Yeah.
For your face. Like a fucking balls test. Yeah.
So then this kid goes off.
It was the kind of place you'd walk out with the meat sweats.
Yeah. You literally have to go in there with a tracksuit.
You'd walk out with the fucking meat sweats because you ate.
You realize he's bringing a tracksuit as much as he can?
Yeah, you literally have to walk in there with a tracksuit.
Guys, I'm wearing a fucking tracksuit. Can somebody acknowledge it?
Look, I know you can't see me, who's ever listening on this podcast, but I am in a tracksuit. Just so you know.
Kyle, what were you going to say?
Yeah, so then you sent me a text later on, and you're like, yo, I'm so fucking high.
Bro, because it was like...
I love those texts.
It was actually literally the first time I've ever smoked Colorado bunk.
Like real Colorado bunk.
Like real Colorado weed.
And you were just dunked.
Bro, and I smoked it like... high up on the mountains, and like I wasn't even ready for the album.
How long did it take you to get down?
Oh my god.
You got lost like four times.
It was fucked up. I remember like being high at the top of the mountain and be like taking some deep breaths, like, am I gonna get down this thing?
Yeah. Because you're skiing.
I remember exactly what weed I gave you. No, that shit was fire.
You figure it out. No, that shit was purple.
Natty like, Rebs OG.
It was purple. Yeah. It was purple weed.
It was fuego.
And they were small joints.
Yeah, I got a serious question.
Like, yeah. Small, like a lot so of pre-rolled small.
Did you just buy this tracksuit? Is that why you're about it? Like,
no, he got it as a gift from his girlfriend.
Bro, I have one also.
Was this like an inspiration? Like where?
Yeah, so he could rewatch Sopranos in it.
Yeah. I mean, it's so much better with the tracksuit.
Fucking Pitson.
Yo, these like straight up. Like, super, like, Goomba Italians came in one time. I was working at Dick's, and came in, they're like, yo, boss, what, can you, boss. Like, they loved it. That was their thing. They kept going to the boss. They dapped me up and everything. Like, they found me, dapped me up, and they're like, yo, boss, can you, like, get me a tracksuit, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, wait, they're serious, though, right? Like...
You sold them.
I was like, I'm not sure, but I, like, you know, here you go. I think this is the best thing you got, like... He's like, oh my man, like, you boss, this it? Is, yo, he fucking, dude basically hugged me.
Loved it.
It's unbelievable. It was like straight out of the movies. I was just like utter disbelief. I didn't know what to say to him, like.
Bunch of fucking Goombas buying tracksuits.
Goombas.
Goomba yachts. You never heard that one? Goomba?
Yeah.
That makes me want to go to a store.
I thought you shorted it again and you went with Goomba.
That makes me literally
wearing a brand new taxi tracksuit with the fucking tag like, still on. Like hey, where can I get a suit?
Story is that's what I want to do next. You know what I mean?
The funny thing is, like, we have these tracksuits and, like, we wear them around as a fucking joke.
It's like, we are.
And there are people out there who actually wear these things.
Yeah, no, we're making fun of people while also, like, making fun of ourselves.
I don't think I could ever. I feel like I used to have one back when I played basketball. You definitely had
that. Actually, like, a hilarious concept if you think about it. Like, a matching.
That was nylon.
It's made of literally nylon. Plastic.
Like, matching
nylon.
Your whole outfit, it's actually, like, an insane concept. It's literally an insane thing to do.
It's like you were super matching.
Yeah. Well, dude, the black people did do that. They matched their hats and their shoes.
Yeah, but there's a difference between a jumpsuit.
Yeah, there's a big difference between matching your hat and your shoes
and your do-rag.
Your body.
I mean, like, I guess us white people do it too. We match our belt to our fucking shoes. You know, we're technically
That's civilized.
We're the only people that do that.
That shit is civilized. No, they don't. They go out of their way to make their belt stand out.
Dude, some people don't even wear belts.
The problem is, they'll be wearing, like, a black belt and red shoes.
Wait, time out. You know what's
No, that goes. No, they're wearing, like, a purple fucking belt.
You know what's the most hilarious look? Is suit, right? Tucked in white shirt,
black pants, no belt.
You know what I mean? It's like the worst look ever, bro.
Well, when you wear a tuxedo, you don't wear that. Bro,
yeah, but no, but I'm talking like just a suit
belt, and I went with into no the belt. Office like, one it's day. Like you look at no tie without a belt.
I'm a fan of the no tie look.
10 people.
No tie, but no tie with no belt looks ridiculous.
You forgot your belt today.
What'd you say?
I went into the office one day without a belt.
Ass out? Like, well, what's going on?
Bro, it's when you don't wear a belt and you wear one every day, it's so obvious that you're not wearing a belt.
Yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so who said that to you?
That is different.
Just like my coworkers and shit. Like, no one important, but like.
They said you're not wearing a belt today?
No, they're just like, where the fuck is your belt? Not like where the fuck, but like, hey, you forgot your belt today. It wasn't like a huge fucking deal, Kyle, but like it was just like something I had to deal with that day.
Along with the uncert. another issue to the drug problems.
Another thing besides my foreskin. And yeah. I forgot. It's like, I was born, I forgot the insurgents.
It's my fault.
That was the first thing.
I forgot to get circumcised like, when I was a kid.
You guys ever like shit your pants one time and then,
no,
and then like, whoa, like have to buy pants?
What? Let's hear this story.
You're going somewhere?
How? All right, go to the
is
most.
Is this like a regular thing for
James,
you?
No, no. Go to the most recent time.
Yeah, it sounds like this was more than once.
But I feel like a couple years ago, right? I feel like this happened to me very recently. No.
Whoa, you know it happened.
I was in a car.
I think you know it happened.
I was in a car for a long period of time.
How long?
Like, and like, I couldn't find a bathroom, and I ended up just shitting my pants.
How long were you in this car that you couldn't control yourself?
And I had to go somewhere. So I literally popped some like in like a Target, like and just bought pants and like.
You shit your pants in the car with other people.
No, not with other people. I might have been by myself. I can't tell you. That this has actually happened to me. I just feel like this actually did happen.
This reminds me of the funny story. We're in the woods one time behind the middle school, and Ro takes a shit in the woods.
Oh, man,
and then goes to wipe himself with fucking leaves.
Yeah.
And gets shit all over himself. He's so bad.
I got a little bit, on my hand. You know how it goes.
This kid stunk. We're like, go home. He's like, takes the walk of shame home for
I wanted to go. Home. You think I wouldn't want to go?
He was like, let me just hit. He goes, let me just hit that joint before I go. We're like, no,
no way. I don't believe that.
That absolutely happened.
I don't believe.
I was like, is this kid out of his damn mind?
It's so funny. Actually, I kind of do believe that.
Yo, one time we were...
He goes, it's the other hand, guys.
Oh, I actually do believe that.
Yeah,
now.
That's something you would say.
You can't make that shit up.
Yeah, that is you can't something make you would
that
say.
Show. And that reminds definitely happened. And you shitting your pants reminds me of the Joey Dorfler story, where he'd fucking puke
his... Oh, yeah, we were
no, but he would puke into his shirt.
Oh, were there?
No, but I saw another time.
I was there.
We were at a party, and he covered his mouth to stop the puke. And it came spewing out of his fingers.
Bro, because that kid just always wanted to be so cool. Like, he wanted to be cool.
He thought he was Eminem.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He thought he was just slick.
Now he's got a kid.
The ugliest fucking baby I've ever seen.
He's a baby.
I think I did know that.
That shit is not a baby.
Yo, he hit me up. Yo,
I want to tell the story about him fucking vomiting into his own self.
Alright. At the hookah bar.
At the hookah bar, yeah.
So then nobody hit that fucking hookah after him.
Kid was sloshed. And I was like, yo, run to the bathroom, yak it out.
No.
He was like, nah, man, I'm cool. Next thing you know, he's lifting his shirt. Fucking
no, in the jacket. In the jacket.
Like, yak it. And I was just watching him yak.
No, but then I heard the story goes, you guys like, get back on the train, and he, like, unzips his shirt.
Bro, why not just, like, fucking go under the table and yak on the floor? Like,
who yaks on
the
floor?
No, go to the bathroom. Just fucking go to the bathroom.
You're
what side?
No, like, some people can't make it to the bathroom. I mean, you still gotta make it discreet. You gotta yak under the table.
I've never had the urge to yak in a place where
not that you remember, bro. By the time you're yakking, you're blacked out of your mind.
No. The worst part is that he probably smelled the same.
Or, like, in my bed or
on
the floor.
Yeah, me neither. I've never yak table side.
He probably on the floor.
I always make it to the bathroom.
Me too.
Yak table side.
That's what he did. He yacked.
Yo, you feel that shit coming on.
Into his jacket.
What were you guys doing? You
were at a hookah bar. We're smoking hook.
So what did he throw up from? He was just drunk as fuck.
No, he was drunk. Wasted. He was they were serving us at the
hookah bar. How old are you guys?
16.
Yeah, you know he didn't smell any worse. Like, after he yakked.
Yeah, no, he smelled better after he yakked.
The kid stunk.
He's disgusting.
He smelled so much better after
that. Was his yearly shower, that fucking yak.
He actually kept doing that a few days after because he figured out a cure to his stench.
Oh my god, that kid smelled so bad.
Stop it. This is disgusting.
Remember when we were in chorus class and George DeFury fucking popped his neck pimple while he was singing.
I heard about this. What about the time we all sang "Jizz on Me"?
That was fucked up. That was fucked up.
For like the actual.
Did you
show?
Get any girls to say that with you guys or no?
Oh, you weren't in chorus.
I wasn't. In
it
chorus.
Sounded. It
I
sounded
feel
obvious.
Like you at some point. It
sounded
was just
very obvious.
At some point, it overtook.
Was that a letter grade? That class?
Yes.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
I remember
it
because I got A's all the way, like from Squillante all the way up until Mr. Smith, where one time I actually cursed at him by accident.
Wait, Mr. Smith, wait.
I did not
get
A's.
How is that class a letter grade?
It just was.
It didn't make any sense.
It fulfilled the
participation.
It fulfilled like the necessary requirements for the advanced regents diploma.
What? What class?
Sure.
No, Ardsley needed it. You needed it. You needed to do either that.
I took general music, and I always regretted it.
What the hell is general music?
You had to study music.
We studied music. We didn't have any homework or whatever, but like when we were in there, we were studying music, like melody and harmony.
Yeah, that shit sounds terrible. All you had to do is just fake sing. One time he got me so good, I was faking all the time. Mr. Smith cued everybody else to stop singing and didn't tell me, and I'm just like... And like he's like, Kyle, you want to sing? And I was like,
how did he cue everyone else to stop singing?
He must have went to the bathroom.
I was late probably, or I was going to the bathroom all the time. He's like, guys, like, you know what I mean? And
wait, this was Smith?
This was Smith. He was getting me back because like the class before, I was like, Mr. Smith, do you remember your student Mike Hunt? And he's and he was like,
I don't know, you said that.
Swear to God.
You said that shit. No wonder all your teachers fucking hated you.
Oh, dude. He just came after all of us. Because he did that shit to me, too. But he did the opposite. He stopped mid-thing and was just like, all right, everybody be quiet. Alec, what's wrong with you? Are you like, how tone-deaf are you? Like,
damn, he flamed you.
He was a savage. He was a savage.
We were like, coming up to, like rehearsal for the show and everything. You just stopped everything.
He'd be like, you don't sing.
Yeah, he was like, yo, like, calm down. Like, lower your voice.
Yeah, yo, Alex, stop yelling.
Wait, so you guys literally sang Jizz on Me.
Yeah. So that was Squillante in 8th grade or 7th grade. And somehow the whole boys department of the choir decided...
Bro, you guys were savages. You guys were savages. I remember hearing about you guys in the cafeteria.
Yeah, instead of Lean On Me, we all sang Jizz On Me.
During the actual performance?
In performance. On the stage.
With the parents there?
Yes. With the parents there.
Very obvious.
Oh, Jesus.
Very obvious.
And like he asked, like, were the girls doing it? Like, we were singing Jizz On Me so loud that they probably meant to say Lean On Me and saying Jizz On Me.
It was very obvious.
It was like,
did you guys get
the whole year. The whole fucking year.
I was singing it.
I swear to God.
You were in chorus.
I was in chorus for that year, yeah. I sang it.
I thought you were in the sax.
Yeah, why were you in the sax?
I had to do like one of each, pretty much, I think.
Why?
No, I only did chorus.
I never did anything but chorus.
You were probably in like the after school jazz ensemble.
I was in the jazz.
Yeah, and you did chorus during the day.
In chorus during the day?
Did chorus during the
here,
day?
Here, there
I
was.
Jizz at me at concerts. Yeah. I fucking did it all, yo.
Jizz on me. That shit was
me
ridiculous.
During the day and fucking.
I remember seeing parents' faces when we were doing it. It was like,
and they were like,
jizz
were like,
on me.
And they were like, what?
And they were like,
what are they saying? What are they saying?
Then the girls would be like, lean on me. And we'd be like, jizz on me.
Wait, this was multiple jizzes on me?
There was like three-part harmony.
This was like multiple like tenors and like altos.
Well, like, and more, like throughout the whole song, you said it more than once.
The whole time.
The whole harmony.
Wait,
you know,
was there a time
you know
when it was like only
on
the
yeah,
voice?
Yeah, the whole harmony, everything was jizz on me.
The entire, yeah. There
yo, this shit is on video somewhere.
Yeah, it's just on video.
This shit is on video.
Oh my god, that is unreal.
Some parent videotaped this shit.
Yeah, and they were
oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I thought my
for sure.
Bad.
No, that was stupid. Yo, our grade really was
Remember we got into a food fight in middle school, too?
Yeah, bro, we were savages.
Like, yo, someone flipped that table.
It was
like table. A legit
food fight. It was
like, a, it was gone. Yeah. Like, yo,
there was that one big table down the center.
Nah, the big one was not flipped.
No, yo, you know what's so funny?
No, the big one down the center was the divider between the two sides.
Yeah.
Yo, there was...
It was literally like a dodgeball fight with food.
This one lady...
Chicken nuggets pulled were Russell fucking Hagen ammo.
Aside... And the end, she was like, look what you did to my shoe.
Aiden like, Conroy? Like,
no.
He started that shit. He threw an apple at an Aiden.
It was fucking Melissa Wishner, that fucking crazy bitch.
What'd she do?
Yeah, you got a hand job from her in the woods.
Yeah.
In the middle
of the Adirondack. Yeah.
During what?
In the middle of the Adirondack Mountains.
Just a handy, though? Do you come?
Yeah.
You got to... How long did that
she
take?
She had her tits out.
We didn't even make out.
And she had big ass tits when I got that hand job.
She did.
So
Melissa Wishner?
Yeah.
So, she helped me cheat during an AP psych exam.
So wait, she had her tits out?
We didn't make out. We didn't.
And she was just spanking it. Were you finger basting her at the same time?
Finger basting her?
No. Finger blasting?
Like a turkey base?
I think
finger basting.
I think she was fingering herself.
So you were just there, hands free?
That's awesome.
Wait, so she was dual wielded? Yo, that's not easy. Think about this. Hand down on the clit, rubbing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And jerking.
Did she say something about your uncircumcised penis?
Yeah.
Is she like, why is there so much skin?
Yo, James, did you hear about the
wedding? We talked about it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we spoke about the wedding already. We've been here for a couple hours.
Yeah, this is our second week podcast.
We've already done an hour, and we're how deep?
We're 53 minutes in.
We're here for 2 hours. Nah, bro, we were too young for that shit. She didn't even know what an uncircumcised dick
was. She probably was like, this is how all dicks
look. Yeah, she did.
Until she saw the next dick.
And she saw the next dick. Damn, that last dick was ugly. Yeah.
You don't just start sucking dick and rubbing your clit at the same time without seeing other dick.
Yeah, she's talking about
it. That's learned behavior.
No,
that's
dude, I started watching
porn. I remember I told her to play with herself.
She was you were else. Teaching her?
I was just
you
like,
taught her.
Bro, we literally did it's not. Like,
why did you tell her to suck you?
We were in...
Eighth grade.
Eighth grade.
Going into ninth grade.
How quickly did you cream yourself? Probably like a couple minutes?
Bro, we were hanging out. We were literally hanging out.
Yeah.
For a minute.
And dude, and it was like primal instincts.
It was just primal. Yeah, because you're primal.
Because you're in the fucking woods. Like,
I bet you if you ask her about that, she'll remember it too.
Yeah, she definitely will. I remember the first time I brought an eighth rolled up.
Yeah.
Sour D.
That was the only stream we were smoking back then, by the way.
Dude, it was from George's dad.
Eighth grade? No.
No, that shit was from Yanni. That was from Yanni.
It was.
Oh, no, that was from Nick Cirillo.
Bro, there was literally three strains we would smoke back then. It was Sour D.
Chem Dog.
I can only think of one strain. It was Sour D.
No.
Sour D.
And the problem with Sour D was that it was
multiple.
Reeked. And it was impossible to hide from your parents.
No, but that's
not true.
Like,
you get airtight.
No. But Sour D over every strain would always smell the worst.
It smelled like gasoline. It literally smells like gasoline.
I don't know about fucking gasoline.
Would you agree? Yo, I remember James used to get this weed that used to...
Sour D.
Yo, I picked up one time from another kid in my grade, and then I brought it home.
Names?
Yeah, last name.
First, last name. Yeah. Middle name.
Maid of honor.
What? Maid of honor? Yeah. You already hooked up enough maid of honor, Joe.
Maiden names,
sure. Anyway, you picked up?
I picked up, and you're right, like... Immediately, Brucey came downstairs.
Yeah.
Downstairs immediately.
I remember the day George got caught in school, I handed him like a quarter of pot.
What?
And he just walked into fucking school with it.
Yeah.
Wait, in his pocket.
But how do you get caught? With his pocket?
Just in his pocket. He walked into Horlacher. He
walked in this class with
Horlacher. And the guy comes up to him and he goes, you need to go to the vice principal's office right now.
But did he go to the vice principal with the weed in his pocket?
Yo, Miss D, like, let him go to his locker, and he had this fucking contraption.
He
kicked his locker, and he put weed under other people's lockers.
Yeah, it's so funny.
It's insane. He could, like, open the bottom and just, like, shove shit under.
Yeah. Dude, you know what? Ardsley is really a fucking funny place.
Yeah.
Ardsley High School, I mean...
It was until you learned that the fucking bodyguards start carrying guns now.
What?
They do?
Yeah, they did. They absolutely did. They started doing it.
I mean, I feel safe.
A couple of years after... Yeah, but here, bro?
I believe it. No.
It's unnecessary.
I could see Ardsley getting shot up.
Yo, Mike did not.
I swear to God, I could see Ardsley high
school. Yeah, remember Sarah Sefcovic? The first transvestite in the history of my life? The first one in the history.
First one in literally history.
The history of our lives.
So remember, we used to have to go swimming in middle school in the pool. It would change in the janitor's closet.
We used to call her it, man.
They go, her it.
Wait, but was it a female trying to be a male? Was it a female...
In stuck in a male's body.
No. It was a male stuck in a female's body. Yeah. It was a male stuck
Same
in...
shit, you get
First
it.
Name was Sarah.
Female genitalia.
Born of female.
Born of female. James, were you at the strip club recently?
Why?
Because you just have glitter on your face.
No, I just fucked a mermaid.
Yo, where is the mermaid's pussy?
Because
that whole area is
in its fish hole.
In its fish hole.
In its pussy. In the gill? You fuck the gill?
You fuck.
No, there's
you
a
fuck
flat. Its... There's a flat.
There's a flat?
Yeah.
There's no mermaid. You don't fuck a mermaid. You fuck a tortoise.
A tortoise?
A tortoise.
A tortoise?
Yeah.
So a mermaid's like the equivalent to like a donkey?
Yeah.
Yo, how much would you... It's a jackass. How much would it cost you to suck the cum of another dude's...
Oh,
okay.
Dick out of a girl's ass.
All right, I think we should end this one.
$10,000.
Solomon the Goddess, he's like...
Yeah.